It's the best bike vacation ever.
3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities.
It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek,
Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over 400 bicycle riders and helps support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Imagine a 7-story building just flattened within a second, and now everything is just completely piled on top of each other.
Meanwhile, the wheels of diplomacy grind very slowly. The proposed UN ceasefire resolution still getting kicked around.
By Peter Mayer in Crawford, Texas, President Bush hopes for a UN ceasefire resolution, but he knows it will ultimately take international pressure on Hezbollah backers, Syria, and Iran.
Well, what we can do is we can get state sponsors of terror to understand this behavior is unacceptable.
But that message must be delivered by other countries, since the U.S. has no influence over Hezbollah's top bankrollers. Peter Mayer, CBS News, with the president in Crawford, Texas.
An entire oil field shut down in Alaska, responsible for 8% of North America's oil production, shut down because BP says it found leakage, spillage, corrosion. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker on how it all could have happened.
Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts told us today that it looks like BP didn't spend the money on infrastructure upkeep like other oil companies did, and this is the result. And he adds that this happened even though BP has taken in almost $13 billion in profits so far this year.
What does it mean to you and me at the gas station? Peter Butel, oil industry analyst.
I don't expect that this is going to be something on the scale of a hurricane, but it certainly is enough to give prices support, and it may result in another 5 or even 10 cents at the pump.
In a Salt Lake City hospital right now, the wonders of modern medical science. Two conjoined twins are being separated.
This operation has been underway for around 8 hours now. As far as we know, things are proceeding smoothly. Although this is a complex operation, hospital spokeswoman Bonnie Midget says doctors have performed these procedures before.
What is unusual is doing them all at once.
The operation began with tears from both the girls and their parents. Doctors expect the operation to continue for at least another 12 hours. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Salt Lake City.
Ultrasound concerns. A new study suggests, in mice anyway, the procedure can affect the development of the fetal brain. Yale University researchers say these findings should not keep pregnant women from having ultrasound scans, but they say unnecessary scans should be put off until more is known. A bunch of cheese factory workers in Wisconsin will soon be living the high life. Let's hear from one of the Powerball winners.
My friend Ellen called me and she said, have you heard anything? And it's like, no. She goes, I heard we won the Powerball. It's like, no way.
Yes way. The group splits $208 million before taxes. Closing numbers from Wall Street, the Dow finishing down 21 points. This is CBS News.
You trust your car to take you places this summer. So who do you trust to take care of your car? Sears Auto Centers. Full-service car care, bumper to bumper. From diehard batteries to all the top tire brands, even on Sundays. All backed with a national guarantee of satisfaction. Come in now and get great savings on Goodyear and Michelin tires during our national automotive sale. You're going places this summer. Make sure your car is going to the place that protects it best. Sears Auto Centers. See store for guarantee details. Exclusions apply. See LNZ 2606.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate.
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
in Silicon Valley this week, a very Silicon Valley kind of art festival. It's called Zero One, and it is different.
Zero One presents the edge of global art.
More than 150 artists from around the world are taking part in this week-long festival. Director Steve D says it's unlike anything you've ever seen.
From pigeons that have computers and backpacks on their back as they fly, to illuminated city hall domes, to interactive soundscapes.
Among the interactive exhibits, a high-tech tombstone, which includes the voice of the deceased and memories of their life.
A tombstone is just not relevant anymore. This is the kind of display system that you want for remembrance and for mourning and for showing what people's individual lives is about.
Mike Colgan, CBS News, San Jose.
Now Martha Stewart may not think it's such a good thing, but she will pay about $195,000 and cannot serve as the director of a public company for 5 years. Settlement terms announced today on civil insider trading charges. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
I'm Sal Franken, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
I'm taking care of myself, making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed,
prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection. Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you with high-quality personal care
at an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit CacheCreek.com for more details.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:06, 6 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the Monday. Oh, this is the day when their most coronary heart attacks occur. Edition of Enid Live. I'm yours from 3 to 7 right here on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. There are lots of ways we can be in touch with each other. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. You can go to our website, 1320leftchannel.com, and you can call me for a good time. Call Enid. You're in the 916 area code. The number is 349-1320. All calls to Enid Live and to AM 1320 are toll-free. If you're outside the area code, the number is 866-626-1320. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Moi, your radio goddess, had a pretty good weekend, actually. I incarcerated myself to trying to get organized, and amazingly enough, I made some progress. Probably not enough, but at least it's palpable, so I'm kind of proud of myself. And I was supposed to have some help, and I had a little bit of help, not all the help that I thought I was going to have, and still I managed to get it together. So I guess I'm improving on the organizational front. But, you know, it took most of the weekend just to make a little bit of progress. Also, if you saw the New York Times book review section, as advertised, the cover book review is on The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11 by Lawrence Wright. And I haven't read the review. I hear it's a good review, and Lawrence Wright is going to be our guest, if all goes well, in mid-August. So it is a book that has now been reviewed twice by the New York Times, once in the Daily, once in the Book Review, and it got the cover of the Sunday Book Review, as I was told that it would and as I told you that it would. So I just wanted to let you know about that if you go to the library or if you have a New York Times book review section at home. And in some bookstores, you can buy them separately. You used to be able to buy them separately for, I don't know, 75 cents or a dollar. I don't know if they still do that. The other thing is I went to the movies. And if you are a Woody Allen fan, go see Scoop. It is delightful. Not all of Woody Allen's movies are as delightful as you wish they were. But Match Point was pretty good. And Scoop is in some ways, it's an interesting film, and it's a delightful film, and it's really a souffle, and it's lots of fun. So if you're a Woody Allen fan and if you like Scarlett Johansson, this is a movie to see. It's shot in London, and it's really a little bit of a mystery, and it's kind of fun. And what he's doing in his movies is he's including what I call house porn, a certain amount of house porn. You know, you get to see these beautiful homes and rooms and some of these English estates, and it's always fun to see what they're doing. Some housekeeping. I'm getting a bunch of emails from all of you on a variety of topics, so let me begin. First of all, we are helping to sponsor, I think we're sponsoring the Dixie Chicks, and their appearance in Sacramento has been changed. It has now been moved to Tuesday, November the 14th. So if you are a Dixie Chick ticket holder, Tuesday, November 14th is when the concert is going to happen in Sacramento, and there is a, let's see. All right, so that's going on. And the Dixie Chicks have famously said, remember how they got Dixie Chicked when they, in a very mild way, put down George Bush right on the eve of us going to war in Iraq or shortly thereafter? I've forgotten now the timing. And the Dixie Chicks are quoted as saying that if they had gone into rehab right after it happened, their career might not have taken such a big hit. But as it is, they are doing just fine, not on country stations, but they are doing quite well, and they're way high up on the charts, and good for them. I'm glad that they have held steady. And also, I got this email from Sue Ann Foster. She says that she's hosting a private political potluck to introduce Bill Durston to friends and neighbors and to a few KCTC listeners, if there are people in the 3rd District who'd like to meet a progressive candidate. Everybody says Durston's good. He's an ER doc, and anybody would be better than Dan Lundgren. So if you are interested, she's got a few tables available. You can call 359-7342 to reserve a space. 359-7342 to reserve a space. Also, she emails me that the New Orleans Public Library is asking for any and all hardcover and paperback books to restock the shelves after Katrina. The library staff will assess which titles will be designated for the shelves. The rest will be distributed to destitute families or sold for library fundraising. The books can be sent to, and I'm going to give you an address, and apparently if you go to the post office and say that these are headed for a library, you will pay the library rate, which I didn't realize there was one, rather than the book or media rate. I thought the book or media rate was the lowest rate possible for shipping books, but the library rate is even lower. And you can send these books to the New Orleans Public Library, to the public relations person, whose name is Rica, R-I-C-A, Triggs, T-R-I-G-S, New Orleans Public Library, 219 Loyola Avenue, L-O-Y-O-L-A Avenue, New Orleans, 70112-2007. Don't ask me again. I'm not going to have the information. I'm going to give it to you once, and then it disappears forever into the vat of nothingness. So get it while you can, and otherwise do your own research. I'm not the research librarian. I'm just passing this information along. Butch in Shingle Springs emails me, ask your listeners to become precinct workers during the next election. They can then witness, note, record, and testify to GOP shenanigans. We can individually help prevent election theft. Let me recommend this to you quite highly. I have done it, and you get paid for it. If you are at a lower level, as I recall, there were 3 levels. The highest was election judge. I don't know if they've changed that or not, but you get paid a little bit of money for spending the day. And it is interesting. I did it once as a sort of, kind of a homework assignment, civic exercise. And you know what? I really enjoyed it, so that I went back again and again and again. It's kind of fun to observe people voting. It's kind of fun to see who lives in the district, put a name with a face, get a sense of who populates an area. And you're doing a good deed, and you're getting a little bit of money for it. So if you're able to do it, consider becoming precinct workers. I think that they always need precinct workers. First of all, over the weekend, this list appeared. You may have seen it. Top spots for stolen cars in the country. The top spots for stolen. You know who number one is? You know what the number one top spot for stolen car must be? Chop Shop Heaven there? The number one top spot for Californians are known for their love of cars. Apparently, residents also like to steal them. According to the National Insurance Crime Bureau, the state contains 6 of the 10 areas in the U.S. with the highest rates of auto theft. What is the number one highest rate of auto theft city in California or in the country? It's in the country. Modesto is number one. Las Vegas is number two. Stockton, California, is number three. Number four is Phoenix. Number five is Visalia, Porterville. Number seven on the list of the top places where cars are stolen is Sacramento, Arden, Arcade, Roseville. The number eight slot goes to San Diego, Carlsbad, San Marcos. The number nine slot goes to Fresno. 10 is Yakima, Washington. Seattle is number six. But of the top ten places that cars are stolen, you know, we have talked about this kind of sinister. Now, it's not the Bay Area, interestingly enough. I don't see anything that resembles the Bay Area, but this corridor of Modesto, Stockton, Sacramento. Modesto's number one for the place where you're most likely to have your car stolen. Number three is Stockton. Five, so you go down to southern, you know, into Central Valley, Visalia, Porterville. And seven is Sacramento. And San Diego's number eight. So Los Angeles is not on the list, a place that you would expect. And the Bay Area, San Francisco, is not on the list. Not even Oakland isn't even on the list. And, you know, Oakland, it's not always so perky in Oakland. It's not on the list. So what does this mean? What does this paint a picture for us? Because one of the things we have discussed here is that sense of sinisterness, a sense that crime could be committed at any moment. And apparently when it comes to auto theft, it's almost a certainty. So you've got this corridor here of Sacramento, Modesto, Stockton, and then going all the way down to Visalia, and then even farther down to San Diego, or Fresno, and then Visalia, and then San Diego. So you've kind of got a little route going. One of the things I used to hear about, and you can comment on this, is that one of the things that started to happen to Sacramento was that the gangs were coming up I-5 from Southern California to Sacramento. Is that true? Or were people just saying that? 349-1320. Well, the stolen car, this trail of tears and stolen cars seems to point in that direction. All right, more stories on the arena. This arena, please. Here is an editorial in the Sacramento Bee with the future written in red ink. Where will supervisors find money for an arena? So here you've got a county with chronic budget problems expected to get much worse in the years ahead, our budget problems, before supervisors can discuss increasing the quality of life with this higher sales tax. They first must stop the fiscal bleeding. In fact, if the county's own numbers are right, the bleeding is likely to continue even if voters approve the sales tax. So here, insult to injury, you get dinged on a sales tax for this dopey arena. And we still don't have enough money to do the things that need to be done in the area, like keep stolen cars from happening. How about the levies, for one thing? And here's Ari Graswich and the Bee. Billionaire Kings owners Joe and Gavin Maloof are eager for Sacramento County residents to cough up more than $500 million for a new Maloof Arena. But they can't vote themselves. They aren't registered voters in Sacramento County. You may have already known that. They can't. They don't live here. I hear that the brains of that outfit is a mother. Does anybody want to comment on that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. That the boys together, you know, that if if brain power could keep your pants up, theirs would be down around their ankles. But that the mom is the brains of the operation. You may wish to comment about that. And here is a commentary in the Bee. Here's somebody's here are questions and answers about the arena deal. You know, I love the Kings, but maybe we should just let them leave. We still have Arco. This was in the Bee in the editorial. It was an editorial. Oh, no, we don't, the bee responds. The Maloofs own Arco. The Maloofs, were they to leave town, could make millions by tearing the thing down, selling the land to a housing developer. That would be easier than running an arena that does not have a basketball team. So they own Arco. They were given everything, weren't they? Do they still owe Sacramento some money? Don't they owe us money? And then here's a guy who is a founder, is an executive of the Rivercats AAA baseball team, and he's writing a pro-arena commentary in the B, an op-ed piece, and I can't understand why, what his argument is in favor of this arena that we should be paying for. I know what he's saying. Here's his thesis, I think, that Sacramento and the surrounding region are evolving from a place to live into an exciting place to live. And you know why it's a really exciting place to live? Because it's like number 7 on the list of cars stolen in the country, in the whole U.S. That's one of the reasons it's so exciting a place to live, and it's going to get even more exciting, this man theorizes in his op-ed piece, talk about conflict of interest, if we have a new arena. So these are some of the more arena, here are some of the arena stories that have come out over the weekend, that the county faces a king-size deficit, the future is written in red ink, and where are we going to have the money for an arena? The Maloofs can't even vote on it because they don't vote here. They don't actually live here. They vote in Las Vegas. Davy Jones, raising taxes to build an arena for billionaire Kings owners Joe and Gavin Maloof, this is in the B, could backfire in a big way. Assemblyman Davy Jones believes this. He thinks that pro sports should be subsidized. He does not think that pro sports should be subsidized by taxpayers. And he's worried that a new arena tax will make Sacramento look ridiculous to the rest of the state. Oh, no kidding. It's much more difficult for me to go to my colleagues in the legislature and ask for help on important issues such as flood control when we're talking about spending $500 million on an arena for the Kings. Davy Jones said they are going to think you must not need any help if you can raise taxes to subsidize pro sports. Jones is worried about a $4.1 billion statewide flood protection bond measure on the November ballot, the same ballot that will carry the local arena tax giveaway cooked up by Sacramento County Supervisor Roger Dickinson and City Councilman Rob Fong. Also on the ballot, Maloof attorney Daryl Steinberg seeking your vote for state senate. If California voters think we have made the Kings a bigger priority than flood control, why should they help us? Why indeed? 349-1320 or toll free 866-626-1320. What are your thoughts about these new revelations about this ridiculous deal? And what do you think the chances are that it will go through? I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Oh, thank you very much, Enid. Well, our weather's looking pretty good, though, tonight, and nice and chilled. I love this. 59 for the low. We have highs tomorrow about 92 or 93. We're sitting at 88 here in the River City. Our traffic from the left is looking as well. Nimbus Road at Gold Country Boulevard, we have an accident. Looks like two vehicles got into an emergency vehicle's blocking the lane. Northbound 99 of Sutterville Road, we have a traffic hazard vehicle in the roadway. And westbound 50 just east of Mather Field Road, we do have two vehicles and a big rig. Those big rigs, at least once a day, gets into two cars, blocking the lane, so stay clear of that as well. Please log on to 1320leftchannel.com. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left.
To Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, the only channel left.
Whether you've thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesqua and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
Carol Cassie.
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? Want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sackjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sackjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sackjobs.com is a click away. At sackjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
You know something? There's nothing wrong with a culture where everyone has a different idea of what's humorous. The last time I can remember an entire nation being on the same page, it was Germany in the late 30s, and it didn't really turn out that funny. Remember, in its time and place, what Hitler said was considered politically correct. And it's that blind adherence to what is situationally palatable that is truly dangerous. We should question it all, poke fun at it all, sit on it all, rail against it all, and most importantly, for Christ's sake, laugh at it all. Because the only thing separating Holy Writ from complete digital is your perspective. It's your only weapon. Keep the safety off. Don't take yourself too seriously. Remember that at the end of the day, this is just an ant farm with beefers, and it takes zero politically correct society to screw in a light bulb because they are perpetually in the dark. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Making the decisions that are right for me.
We're informed.
Prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you.
With high-quality personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Live, local, and left, it's Enid Goldstein on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
3:25 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation in a variety of ways. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. Remember that we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. Remember your homework assignment, which is you're to tell 3 to 5 people every single day. It's relentless that that AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel is here. We want to welcome back Lauren Haley, who is had the week off. And she helped a Native American tribe and painted and helped to build and do stuff like that. Do I have that right? And now she's back. And guess what? The Bee is going to do a piece about her because she's an intern. She started out as an intern like the Devil Wears Prada, you know. You're going to find out all the inside scoop about me pretty soon. They're coming over tomorrow. I'm hiding. I'm ducking. So she's going to reveal all in the Sacratomato Bee. So, I don't know. They're waggling their fingers. Miss Lisa West and Miss Lauren Haley, we're doing all-girl radio again today. So here we are. High-fiving it in the control room. We've been talking about the arena. Well, you're going to see Lauren. You're going to see what she looks like and everything when the Bee comes in there taking a picture tomorrow. So, and I'll keep you apprised, and she's going to spill the beans. What can I say? She's dropping the dime on what really goes on around here. Oh, no, I am ducking. If I'm not here for a while, it's because I'm going to be so embarrassed. Okay, we're talking about, she's laughing. We're talking about the arena, that ridiculous arena. We're talking about the fact that here's what Sacramento is number 7 in the whole universe, stolen cars. That's what we excel in, and dopey arena deals. And I hate to say this because it's so cheesy of me, but of course I can't resist. Let's see, Dave Jones, who, as you know, is an assemblyman, thinks that if there's so much money floating around in Sacramento for arenas, then who's going to vote for the things that we really need, like flood control, and how's he going to be able to go to the legislature? And in the piece in Grasswich's column today in the Bee,
As I quoted earlier, Dave is worried about a $4.1 billion statewide flood protection bond measure on the November ballot, the same ballot that will carry the local arena tax giveaway cooked up by Sacramento County Supervisor Roger Dickinson, a man who put the dick into Dickinson, apparently, and City Councilman Rob Fong, and also on the ballot, Maloof attorney Daryl Steinberg, seeking your vote for state senate. If California voters think we have made the Kings a bigger priority than flood control, why should they help us? Indeed, indeed. If the Kings are a bigger priority than flood control, what does that say about us? And if we think we're going to be a more exciting place to live, but here's an op-ed piece by a guy who is an executive with the Rivercats. So can you spell conflict of interest? He thinks that the vote is about regional potential. That's right. He said Sacramento and the surrounding region are evolving from a place to live into an exciting place to live. And guess what's going to make it more exciting? This arena, please, will really make it exciting. And when we move to number one on the list of most stolen cars in the universe, what will really make it exciting around here is the levees don't hold and everything comes crashing down. What's really going to make it exciting around here, really an exciting place to live, is when the prisons go into complete meltdown instead of only 70% meltdown. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, what universe, what planet are some of these people living on? Kevin, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, Enid, how are you?
I am very well, Kevin, thank you.
Good. I just want to call and dispute. You keep on purposefully claiming this is for the Kings, and I know that you know that's a minor part of this whole thing.
Oh, no, it's not a minor part, but tell me what your point is. So don't tell me what you think I know.
Well, the point is I know how
many. Because you don't know what I know.
Well,
you can't
I know
possibly,
the point.
You can't possibly know what I know.
And you can't possibly know what I know.
Well, I never made the allegation, Kevin. I know enough never to make
but,
an allegation
well, the allegation
like
is I know how many days about that whole facility would be used for the Sacramento Kings and how many it would be used for other things in the community. And it's
yeah, and guess who gets all the money, no matter what it's used for? Guess who gets the revenues? You want to guess? Put your thinking cap on. Guess who gets...
Probably the people who put up a lot of the money?
No, no. Uh-uh. No, the people like us who pay the... No, no, the Maloofs get the money.
No, it comes back
no,
to...
No, 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 it does not. No. They are getting the profits. I mean, it would be better off if we gave this thing to them, because then they at least pay some property tax, which would be a better deal than the deal that they have. They get the profits off of this thing.
But you're misrepresenting that. You know they don't get 100% of the
They get
don't.
The profits
no,
off of this thing. That's what the B is reporting, Magoo. You better go, Pookie, you better start reading your newspaper.
But it's very narrow to think if we just look at this as to the Kings. But I understand why you're using that and why you're against it. But I'm just saying if, to be intellectually honest, we should, say what it really is.
Here. So is this a good deal for the Maloofs? Now, read the newspaper.
Probably.
And it says, and I'm going to answer what the Bee has said. I will give you a direct quote. Of course it is. The public pays to build a $500 million arena. The Maloofs pay some rent but make way more than that with the concessions and naming rights, not to mention parking. So what did you expect? So they are going to rake a ton of money off of this deal, Kevin, and we're paying for it so that these billionaires can become trillionaires? I don't think so. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, how can this be a good deal for Sacramento? Because it's going to go from making us a, let's see, how did he put it in his op-ed piece? We are evolving from a place to live into an exciting place to live. You know how exciting it is? The crime rate is off the charts, so that is really exciting. And, this is, you know what? We don't have money for the serious things. We put money into this. It's less money that we have for everything else that we don't have money for. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Okay, this may or may not surprise you, but over the weekend, people that you would have expected would support Democrats are coming out in favor of supporting Arnold. Yes, Hollywood is endorsing Arnold. Steven Spielberg is endorsing Arnold. Jeffrey Katzenberg is endorsing Arnold, and the guy who concocted the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, he is also endorsing Arnold, and he was a big Democratic contributor. Some of Hollywood's most reliable and generous donors to the Democratic Party, Steven Spielberg, Jeffrey Katzenberg, and media mogul Chaim Saban are endorsing Arnold for re-election. Their support is partly a matter of friendship, so they're friends over partisanship, but it could deal a blow to the governor's main opponent, Phil Angelides, by signaling to other Democrats that it's acceptable to embrace, even feel up, a Republican. Starts with personal relationship. They're friends, said a spokesman for both Spielberg and Katzenberg. The two men also like Schwarzenegger's plans to tackle global warming and fund schools. But further, they, Spielberg and Katzenberg, are receptive to the governor's taking a less partisan approach to the job and a more inclusive approach to government. Can I tell you something? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Arnold has read a book lately that didn't have muscle pictures in it? Can you imagine Arnold reading any kind of a book at all? Do you think that he's thought very deeply about anything to do with public policy? You know, maybe since he's gotten the job and he's doing it all on the fly. And here's the deal. The minute they whisper something into his ear, and that's what he's in favor of until somebody else whispers something else into his ear, and then he's in favor of that. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So here is some of Hollywood beginning to embrace Arnold. And the conventional wisdom is that Phyllis is not going to make it. There's a new poll out, I think, that has Arnold leading by about 8 points, but nobody, none of them, are over 50%. In the approval ratings, Gary, one of our listeners, emails, I heard you on your Friday program discuss how important it is to align Arnold with, as you call him, Dickie. Another parallel, he said, might be effective is in reminding your listeners that at the National Republican Convention, prior to the last presidential election, Arnold stood before the crowd in New York and the world on TV and declared that he was inspired to politics because of Richard Dickie Nixon, Tricky Dickie Nixon. Do you remember that? Up to that time, I had not felt very supportive of the Grobernator, but after hearing the line about Nixon, I knew he wasn't up to being an effective governor of California, and I still feel that way. The Dickie Nixon connection is one not to forget. I bet somebody in the news biz somewhere could dig up Arnold's video and audio of that silly remark he made at the GOP convention. It would help Phil Angelides, I believe, to have your listeners hear it or to see it. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. Marcia in Antelope. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Marcia.
I think there's a reason for the crime corridor.
Why? What do you think it is?
Well, I watch.
Are they in a hurry to get to our new arena, do you think?
They're in a hurry, but for different reasons.
What? What do you think?
Because that crime corridor follows exactly the meth epidemic.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
So they're stealing.
Not particularly Modesto and Stockton. You know, they cook it up in the Central Valley. There was a fascinating program, Frontline. It was called, you know, Frontline on KBIE.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the meth epidemic, and that's meth.
Let me add to this discussion because I was looking at something, reading the comments of a recovering meth addict, and here's what happens when you are a meth addict. You're up for days at a time, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a tweaker, you're up for days at a time, and you focus in on details, and it makes you the perfect candidate to do identity thefts. So what
among other things,
they do identity thefts. And this recovering addict said the following. She said every time she passes a mailbox with that little red flag out, you know, which means that you're mailing a bill or something.
Uh-huh.
She said don't even think about doing it. When she was a tweaker, they would pull these out, and all the information on your bill is all you need, or on your check, to do an identity theft.
I know, and I had to get one of those stupid, I can't stand them, because I have this thing about my place looking just so, and I can't stand the look of those shredders. But I was forced to get one after watching that front line.
Oh, always have a shredder. Always have a shredder.
Well,
you can hide it under.
You know what my mom does, 87-year-old wonderful mother.
What?
She takes it out in the backyard. Remember those old Webers?
What does she do?
She likes a little fire.
Well, Isn't there an air spare the air kind of an issue here involved?
You wouldn't want to hear it. I'm the mother here. Yes, Mom.
Yes.
Okay, you have your tea? Okay, you may have your cream puffs. Okay, see you later.
Use the shredder, Marcia.
Let me say just one other thing. I'm not surprised about... I'm shocked that Steven Spielberg, who has a brain, my God, and other people in Hollywood are endorsing this monster, this Austrian... as governor, but I have to say one thing. I was reading a piece in Vanity Fair, and his wife, now there's a rebellious daughter for you. I wonder what the Kennedys had to say about that. Ugh, God.
What'd they say about Maria?
Well, Maria said about him, about her husband. Arnold doesn't like to read. She reads all of his scripts and time. This was when they were on the cover of Vanity Fair in Prague, and it said The Wild Bunch. Did you read that?
No, I didn't see that, but I'm going to take out a subscription to Vanity Fair, and I'll tell you in a minute why. You're saying that she openly acknowledges that he doesn't like to read. He doesn't read. You know, he probably looks at the pictures of muscle mags.
He doesn't like to. And I said to a friend of mine, oh, she's going to regret saying that, because I'm thinking the opposition is going to blow that up and make a big deal.
Well, where is the opposition? The opposition has been taking Salmonex, apparently.
Very depressing.
It is very. Marcia, thank you for the call. And thanks. Okay. I think you're right on the meth thing, too. Thanks a lot. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, this has nothing to do with the weather or traffic, but I knew someone who actually would take stuff out of the shredder and try to put them together.
Was this somebody who was on days worth of methamphetamine?
Actually, they were, and I mean, I don't, but this person didn't. I mean, they succeeded on some of them, but you know what? I wasn't there when they did, but they showed me their product the next day.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then right after that, I made a phone call, so they were okay. I think they're okay now.
With too much time and too many drugs on their hands.
Well, here's some time on my hands to tell you about the weather. Lows tonight right around 59. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 94, and we're sitting at 92 in the River City. Traffic okay, 50 over top of the mountain, looking pretty good. And slow southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
I'm taking care of myself. Making the decisions that are right for me. We're informed, prepared, just in case.
We're starting a family, and we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested, too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you
with high-quality personal care
at an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Carol Cassie.
Ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, Kate Clinton!
Oh, my goodness, so much is happening. I guess the only people that have to be really, really happy about all this news about the war is the Catholic Church. Oh, yeah, they got to be happy because they're off the front page of the paper for the first time in a long time. Woo! Woo! And I am a recovering Catholic. Some of you are here tonight, yes? So I've been following this story. I went to 16 years of Catholic education. I'm lucky I'm alive. I went to Our Lady of Psychological Warfare. I've always felt that if women have to be in the military, they should only be lesbians. Because we would never get around to having a war. Right? Because we'd have to have some meetings. A war in October? What about the softball banquet?
When Richard Nixon abused power, Congress held a serious bipartisan investigation that resulted in articles of impeachment. Strong evidence suggests that George Bush and Dick Cheney launched an illegal war and lied to Congress, spied on Americans without court approval, leaked classified information, produced phony news reports, imprisoned without charge, and tortured and used illegal weapons. Ask your Congress member to co-sponsor House Resolution 635.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
Everybody.
Welcome to Los Angeles, where I believe the official sunscreen is now lead, isn't it, pretty much? Oh, my God, this heat. I was sweating like Naomi Campbell trying to hire a maid. It was so hot today. It was so hot in Hollywood today. Brent and Angelina adopted Ben and Jerry. Did you know? It was so hot in Encino, Michael Jackson actually stopped at a young boy's lemonade stand and just bought the lemonade. You know the worst part about this heat wave across the country is Al Gore walking around going, I told you so. I told you so. Actually, if Al Gore's movie on global warming is correct, as you know, the ice caps are shrinking. You all know about that. The glaciers are shrinking. The only thing not shrinking, Al Gore, apparently. Have you seen Al? Really not shrinking. I tell you, the heat, it puts people in a bad mood. You know, in fact, coming into work today, people were swearing like President Bush near an open mic. It was unbelievable.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 344 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Are you telling 3 to 5 people every single day about AM 1320? Are you telling them about Enid Live? Are you telling them about the Morning Retort with Scott and Sims, Randy Rhodes, Al Franken, Mike Malloy, RFK Jr., etc.? Do it, because it's good radio, and it's real radio. It's honest radio, and it's a lot of fun radio, too. We're talking about the coming election. I said as an aside to our last caller, I think I'm going to take out a subscription to Vanity Fair. You know, I have to be careful because there's so much stuff I have to read. I had a subscription not too long ago to The New Yorker, and it's relentless. It comes every week, and they just pile up, and they look at you accusatorily, like you've got to read them, whether you have the time or not, and you really should read them because they're quite wonderful magazines, but, you know, sometimes it's just too much. Vanity Fair is a very interesting, you know, in a climate where newspaper circulation is down, where it's where magazines don't have the same sway, I think, that they once did, Vanity Fair is doing very well. And it does well because it is an interesting combination of gossip, celebrity, and some extremely solid reporting. I saw some very good stuff on Iraq and the yellow cake and those forgeries in Niger in last month's issue. And coming to Vanity Fair are two reporters who are practically legendary. They are very good investigative reporters, Bartlett and Steele, Donald Bartlett and James Steele. They are longtime investigative reporters. They have worked together at the Philadelphia Inquirer and most recently at Time Magazine. And Time let them go, not for any infraction, but because I think they were just cutting back. They have won Pulitzer Prizes for their investigative reporters. They lost their jobs at Time a few months ago, and they have accepted an offer from Graydon Carter, the editor of Vanity Fair, to sign a multi-year contract agreeing to write two articles a year. Both will have the title of contributing editor at the Glossy Monthly. They are among the most respected reporting teams in journalistic history and among the most durable because they've been working together for something like 35 years. Their lengthy, in-depth investigations have won two Pulitzer Prizes and two National Magazine Awards. When Time Magazine decided, and what does this tell you about Time Magazine? When Time Magazine decided that it could no longer afford to keep them. Now, Time Magazine is not what you'd call on welfare, I don't think. But the news magazines, I think, are becoming more and more irrelevant. They used to be, you know, it used to be that you were thought to be well-read if you read a digest of the week's doings, but what happens too quickly. You can check in on the net. By the time you get Time or Newsweek, the information is old, and unless there's some particular insight, which there is, Newsweek I think is pretty good on that, there's not as much reason to read these magazines. And so for a magazine like Time to do away with these guys to save some money, that they could no longer afford to keep them. These two found themselves facing an already constricted job market that seemed limited even further to them because of their long-form journalism, which incubates for months, if not years, and because of their ages. Bartlett's 70 and Steele is 63, And they said that nonetheless several opportunities presented themselves because they're very good. And so I'm glad that Vanity Fair picked them up. I think that's a real plus for Vanity Fair, and it makes me want to take out a subscription to the magazine. And I also, I think, will take out a second subscription because I help out a library in the land that time forgot that is very strapped, and I don't think they have a subscription to Vanity Fair, and so I can do that. So you can think about doing things too. You can. How much does it cost to take out a little subscription to something on behalf of an institution that doesn't have the funds for it? It doesn't take a lot to do it. You can be a hero on a shoestring. We're talking about Phil Angelides. The reason we got onto Vanity Fair is that Marcia called in to say that in an issue of Vanity Fair, Maria Shriver confessed that she does the reading for Arnold. You know what? Maybe she does the thinking for him, too. Maybe he moves his lips and she does the talking. Has anyone ever actually heard him speak while she is drinking a glass of water? I'm just kidding about that. In any event, Dan Walters is saying that Angelides is playing catch-up in what could be a close election. In other words, everybody's thinking that it could be a lot closer than it appears. The election could be a close one, Walters thinks, with perhaps 2 or 3 percentage points separating the two candidates, and the distinct possibility that neither will get to 50%. With a close race turning on the partisan base vote would be a vital. With a close race turning out the partisan base vote would be vital for both of them. Angelides said it will. His campaign will concentrate on low propensity Democratic voters, such as the young and Latinos. Schwarzenegger's camp is going to emulate the successful Bush White House strategy of 2004. Remember, his head strategists are Karl Rove's people. So Schwartz is going to target voters by category rather than by geography. So, assuming that both candidates have a decent get-out-the-vote drives, and then there's a natural vote base of 43 to 44%, Dan Walters says. So the real contest, he thinks, will be for the last 5 or 6 percentage points that the winner will need. It will take somewhere around 48 to 49% to win. And he thinks that the ultimate margin of victory is going to come from independents. Now more than 18% of registered voters call themselves independent, but many of them lean Democratic or Republican. So the real battle is going to be for those who are truly undecided and committed, maybe 10% of the total electorate, people who are really independent. Does that describe any of you listening? 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Can I get some kind of a straw poll here of somebody who is a true independent? Because you guys, fractional number of people, a handful of people in the state, you are going to decide the election for governor. And the reason you are going to decide it is that each of them has their base. Schwartz's got his base. Phil Angelides has got his base. And it's going to be that handful of truly independent voters who don't necessarily lean Democratic or Republican who will decide the outcome of the race. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Hi there, Enid. You know what? We're missing our bowl of chocolate in here. I just wanted to tell you.
So am I.
We need to find some more chocolate.
We need a vat of chocolate today.
We do. The roads to be paved with chocolate. And I'll tell you what, the way some people drive, you'd think that they were filled with chocolate. North Bend I-5, just route there to Woodland and on into Sacramento. We do have a pedestrian that looks like he is sitting in the middle of the roadway, stuck in the chocolate. Nimbus Road at Gold Country Boulevard. We have an accident. 2 vehicles got into it in South Sask. Antelope Road and Dally Avenue. The hit and run has caused injuries. Emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Our weather from the left tonight, lows 59. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 94. It's fluctuating. We are at 87 here in the River City. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and check out what our radio station is doing. Enid, back with more Enid Live.
Do you think that pedestrian sitting in the middle of the road there is contemplating whether he's going to vote Democratic or Republican? Republican in the next election? Is that what that could be? He's just thinking about it, you know?
Well, he's those the ones you were talking about that are in the middle and they're not sure what they're doing.
they're in the middle of the road.
That's right. Back with more Enid Live.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sim.
The art of debate. We need to talk to people and not ask people.
Where's Phil? This guy's driving me absolutely nuts.
I know.
Didn't he understand news cycles?
He doesn't understand anything. And I'll tell you what, we've been offering this guy time since before the friggin' primary.
Yes,
come on
have.
The show. Talk to our listeners. Sacramento, yeah. 2.5 million people within the sound of our voice. Would you like to contact them, Phil? The carpet is out there. If you want to walk on it, up yours, uphill, Angelita.
Scott and Sims, mornings 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Boxcar.
Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the Suffrage Parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant band.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760. It's
good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
3:55 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the gubernatorial election. It's going to revolve around really about 5 or 10% of the voters who are truly independent. 10%, Dan Walters thinks. And by the way, these trio of three top Hollywood movers and shakers, because of friendship and what other reasons, are endorsing Arnold. There are plenty of Hollywood celebrities who are endorsing Phil Angelides. So it's going to be close. It probably, Dan Walters predicts probably, you know, by 3-4 points The winner will take it by a very slim margin. And so if you are truly an independent, I would like to do kind of a straw poll here. Who do you think you're going to vote for, and what is going to make you go lean in one direction or the other? Art in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Art. Welcome.
Thank you. A couple of quick things before the news. Number one, about the election. My wife keeps saying to me, why don't the Democrats get Wesley out there to do a commercial that says, yeah, I was wrong? Because all of Arnold's commercials are running a great many of them saying, what if Wesley was right? You know, all those things about terrible accusations made during the primary.
You know, you're really right, and your wife is right. There should be a unity, and what they were saying after the bruising primary was that Wesley was going to,
exactly,
you know, jump on board and endorse the winner. And,
yeah, so
and
we ought to get him out there, because Arnold's commercials all bleed onto what Wesley said, and we ought to blunt those.
Right.
Number two, about the arena.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see something last week that said the land for the arena is not even owned yet by the developer? It was in the process of being bought from Union Pacific.
Right, and they and whoever has it for the moment wants it wants the arena sited in a different place completely.
Right, and they've got
and there's toxic waste
elsewhere.
There's toxic waste on that land also.
Yeah. And they're talking about putting it even at ARCO if they can't reach a deal there, which I think is funny. And also, has anybody ever talked to you and asked, said, what happens if the Maloosh decides to sell this team in 5 years? Is that 30-year lease binding on the next owner?
Well, we don't know what the details are because they're not telling us.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to say before I get off the phone.
To AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com. BP's Alaska oil field could be closed for months.
The shutdown will cut U.S. crude production by a painful 400,000 barrels a day.
President Bush calls for a ceasefire in South Lebanon.
There needs to be a cessation of hostilities in order for us to address the root causes of the problem.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Bill Whitney. BP says its oil field in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, will be shut down for weeks, if not months, while it replaces 16 miles of corroded pipeline. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker reports that will cut production of domestic crude by 400,000 barrels a day.
The nation will feel the impact, but car-dependent California and its neighbors along the Pacific coast will take a direct hit.
In terms of the West Coast, this is an even bigger event than Katrina was for the people on the Gulf Coast. The West Coast gets 25% of its domestic production from this field.
This is just the latest of a slew of troubles for BP. Last year, an explosion at its Texas City refinery killed 15 workers. Hurricane Ivan knocked out one of its rigs in the Gulf. And this past March, another pipeline leaked 200,000 gallons of crude onto the Alaskan tundra.
Crude oil prices jumped more than $2 a barrel today. The Energy Department says there will be no shortage of gasoline, but it's almost certain to cost even more than it does now. Now this.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we're not the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Another day of fierce fighting in the Mideast. Israeli forces pounded targets in Lebanon with artillery fire and bombs, while Hezbollah fired more rockets into northern Israel. The casualty count mounted. President Bush says it's time for a ceasefire.
I'm Peter Mayer in Crawford, Texas. President Bush wants U.N. action aimed at ending the conflict as soon as possible, but he has a cool response to the Lebanese demand for an immediate Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon.
We must not create a vacuum into which Hezbollah and its sponsors are able to move more weapons.
The proposed UN resolution calls for an international force to fill that vacuum. But Secretary of State Rice says there are still questions about when the troops would be ready. Another sign that there will be no quick end to the fighting.
Lebanon is ready now to send some of its own troops into the breach, 15,000 of them.
I'm Robert Berger in Jerusalem. Israel supports the planned deployment of the Lebanese army in South Lebanon. Officials say that if Lebanese troops replace Hezbollah guerrillas in the area, it will contribute to stability. At the same time, the Lebanese army is weak, and Israel fears it will turn a blind eye to Hezbollah activities.
Israel says it will not withdraw until an international force is in place. With a settlement today, Martha Stewart says her personal nightmare has come to an end, but she's paying a price. CBS News reporter Stephanie Lambidakis has details.
Martha Stewart has agreed to settle insider trading charges and will pay $195,000 in civil penalties. That includes almost $46,000, money she would have lost if she had not dumped a cancer drug stock in 2001. That sale from a stock tip led to the federal criminal investigation, her conviction, and a five-month prison term. Stewart is still on probation.
Worse than the money, Stewart is barred from being a director of any public company, even her own, for 5 years. The Border Patrol in Yuma, Arizona, says an SUV overloaded with illegal immigrants rolled over in the desert, killing 9 people and injuring at least a dozen. Spokesman Lloyd Ferris says it was trying to elude a highway checkpoint.
The driver realized he was spotted. He turned around and went back the way he came towards 95. He subsequently lost control just prior to reaching the pavement.
5 of the injured are in critical condition. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
I want to.
Bye.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Six minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 2 of Enid Live, the Monday edition. I am yours from 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com. We stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And all calls to Enid Live are toll-free. If you're in the 916 area code, it's 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. I'm getting emails. I'm going to share some of them because if you're just joining us, we're talking about the arena and we're talking about the gubernatorial race and we have lots more things to talk about. This is my favorite email so far. This is from Bluetooth. Bluetooth says, "You people are nuts." And and thank you for that. And this one is from Lamar. Geez, you don't get it. Open your narrow mind. I hope you're just trying to do a radio show and you are not this narrow-minded. An old, worthless, ugly downtown railroad yard or a thriving downtown area with a world-class sports arena, shops, restaurants, attracting top shows and conventions, etc. Who cares if the Maloofs make $1 billion off Sacramento, which they may not. Billionaire Paul Allen owns the Portland Trailblazers and the arena. He loses millions yearly from the arena. If the arena does not go through, the Kings are leaving. We all know this is a fact, and narrow-minded people like you with a microphone will be to blame. You don't know the entire deal. You hear something, twist it your own way, repeat it over and over again, such as it would be better to give the arena to the Maloofs, at least we could get the property tag. Geez, do you care how much money your employer makes if you are happy with your contract? The Maloofs are giving us the Kings. We don't care how much money they make. Have you ever enjoyed a sport, Ms. Goldstein? Have you ever? Why, yes, I enjoy the sport of talk radio. I enjoy that every day and some other sports as well. So you may want to comment on some of these emails that I'm receiving, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We're also talking about the gubernatorial race, and Dan Walters is saying it's probably going to be decided by 5 or 10% of people who are truly independent, not those who lean one direction or the other. So if you are a truly independent person, I'd love to have a straw poll as to where you are leaning, if you are finally leaning in one direction or another, what it's going to take for you to vote one way or another. We don't think Arnold reads anything. The more I think about Arnold, the more shallow I think he is. The more I think he hasn't thought much about public policy. The more he's interested in, you know, making money, that's nice. But what does that have to do with running the state of California? And the Bee had a piece about the prison guards. The support of the prison guards in the gubernatorial election is going to be pivotal because they have set aside quite a lot of money for TV commercials, $5 million so far. And what's interesting is that the state is in the middle of negotiating with the prison guard union. So how much are they going to give away the store in order to get that $5 million? You know, how are we going to get screwed here? Because it happens that this is an election year. Are we going to get what we need to be getting? And they want to have these mini prisons that the prison guard union, prison guards will staff, which means that every salary is in about the $100,000 range. I mean, this is really tragic for the state of California. So Angelides is going to have to pander to them, and Arnold is going to have to pander to them, and I guess they're all, you know, they're buying knee pads. Must be a brisk business in knee pads since the city fathers, who are really mothers, made that trip to the Maloofs, and now you've got the two gubernatorial candidates having to make a trip to the prison guard union, sit through extensive interviews to see how much they are contribution they're going to get for their respective campaigns, if any. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Meanwhile, the Bee is talking about the governor's prison plan and that it would worsen our prison crisis. He wants to require community corrections facilities run by counties, cities, and private companies to have state prison guards as custody staff. This change would make these programs prohibitively expensive, the Bee says about Arnold's most recent brainwave. It would also ruin the emphasis on education, vocational training, and addiction programs to prepare level one and level two and two minimum security inmates for life on the outside. Worse still, Schwarzenegger wants to build 10 reentry mini prisons, 500 beds each, for parole violators and inmates serving their last 90 days. These would be state-run and staffed by state prison guards. This is a major shift away from contracting for locally run reentry centers housing about 50 offenders each. It's about piling up long-term costs for state taxpayers. If you add 10,000 new CCPOA, correctional prison guards, not just at new state prisons, but also community correctional facilities and new mini-prisons, you have to figure costs of $100,000 a year each. That alone adds $1 billion a year in new costs to already out-of-control prison budgets. I say all this because one of the things we have talked about is there's a sense that you have, and I hope I'm not right about this, in California and in Sacramento, that in some ways we've just thrown up our hands and we've given up. And it's just good enough, education, prison, the people who are in charge of these areas, just hope it doesn't blow up on their watch. I don't see a lot of people rolling up their sleeves and trying things that are innovative that may fail, but that might also solve the problem. I don't see a lot of that going on. Roy Romer seems to have been doing that in Los Angeles. I don't know who's doing it here, if anybody is. And certainly it doesn't sound like it's happening in the prison situation, because some of the top people who would have been innovative have walked out because they saw that they weren't going to have much control and that the administration, Schwarzenegger's administration, was going to call the shots and pander to the prison guards union. So anybody who had a shred of integrity was not going to go for a deal like that. Well, it turns out that Illinois has a pretty interesting model that California is interested in emulating. Here is a guy who has been a drug addict. He spent years involved in street gangs on Chicago's rough north side, going in and out of prisons and their useless treatment programs. But he has now made it. And the reason he made it is because of the program in the last prison he was in. It was called the Sheridan Correctional Center in northern Illinois. And the one-time crack house where this man now sits is called Safe Haven, a spotless halfway house, bricks-and-mortar symbol of renewal focused on drug rehab and job training. So this guy, who's had a long criminal history, is 42 years old. He is now the manager of a fast-food restaurant. He is being called a model product of a model prison program that California, desperate for its own renewal, has decided it wants to emulate. The Illinois program offers one of the most promising means yet for breaking the cycle of revolving door incarceration and that has bloated inmate populations. So we have a lot of people in prisons who I think don't belong there. Unless they're violent, they don't belong there. But they're there because of mandatory minimums regarding drug sentencing. They're there for some other reasons, and there might be better ways of treating these people. But a lot of times, judges' hands are tied. And you have people with determinate sentences, and they're going to come out eventually. And they have been warehoused in most California institutions. Most crimes are committed when people are high, so you have to presume that most people who are in jail have some sort of an addiction issue. And I don't know what there is. I think there's not enough in the way of rehab. And I doubt that there's very much in the way of job training or any kind of skills so that when you get out, you have a halfway decent chance of surviving and not going back in. So what happens, as I have said frequently, is these people get out of the can. They come in, they move across the street from you. They haven't solved their drug problems. They conk you over the head to keep their drug problems going or their lives going, and then they're back in the can again. And we're paying for this more than it would cost to send somebody to Harvard for a year, I think. Well, here's what Illinois is doing. In just 2 years, the recidivism rate among parolees from Sheridan has been slashed in half. Illinois is succeeding, people think, because it is attacking the roots of addiction, spending far more per inmate, and ensuring that when people like this one inmate who has turned his life around leave prison, they are enveloped in an extensive web of support. That does it. Remember when I've said it doesn't matter how innovative the educational program, the many different forms you see, or the prison reform program, all of these programs that succeed have one thing in common, and that is that people pay attention to you. There's a web of support. So it sort of doesn't matter what the specific details of the program are. That you have a well-functioning web of support is critical, I think, to your success on the outside. And listen to some of the skills that these people are being taught. I mean, things that you wouldn't even think about. This man who turned his life around said he and others are taught skills that no one ever thought to provide them before. Now listen to this. I mean, this is astonishing. How to read a restaurant menu. How to order a meal and tip the server. How to ride a bus. How to take a cab. How to dress for a job interview. What to say. No state knows more about the cycle of drug users constantly returning to prison in California. Many prison experts regard California as having one of the most poorly designed and poorly managed prison systems in the country, amply demonstrated by a recidivism rate of nearly 70%. California's 33 prisons are bursting with 172,000 inmates, nearly double their capacity, and treatment services have decreased even as costs soar. So what Illinois is doing is saying, you know what, we don't want this revolving door. We don't want to shove the problem under the rug. We want to fix it. It will cost us more per inmate to do this, but it will be more cost effective in the long run, don't you think? So if they figure out what it is to treat somebody, not everybody is treatable, but many people are treatable. And you reserve prison for the absolute hardcore, untreatable, unreachable people who have serious mental problems and are violent. That's what you reserve prison for. I know that there are people listening who have worked in the prison system who know something about it, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. How is it that Illinois can get it together? How is it that they can roll up their sleeves and they can say, you know what, and you don't have to have an IQ in three digits to figure this one out. Let's solve the root problem. Let's not just treat the symptom as we like to do in this society. Oh, having an educational problem? Okay, let's put them in uniforms. That will solve everything. Okay, let's do that. So here's what Illinois has decided to do. It's going to treat the problem. It's going to give people counseling. It's going to get them on the right road. Those who can be salvaged can turn their lives around in a program like this. Are we doing this in California? We are not. We have this very high recidivism rate. And when the prison guard union, a very potent political force, has got $5 million worth of TV time it has already purchased, and it's going to pledge to one gubernatorial candidate or another, and you've got Arnold in the middle of prison guard negotiations, who do you think is going to be the winner here? Do you think it's going to be we, the people? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa Webb.
Thank you very much. Our weather from the left, lows tonight right around 59. We'll see on and through the morning. 65 maybe tonight until it gets a little cooler. 92, 94, maybe even 96 on through the next couple of days. We are at 88 here in the River City, and our traffic's doing all right. We do have a hazard, though, in the middle. Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of American River Bridge. That's a vehicle that's in the middle of the roadway. Two cars got into it at Alberta Road and Levy Road, and an accident there at Northbound Cap City Freeway just north of N Street. Back with more Enid Live. You can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and check out traffic and weather from the left right there and on for the next couple of days. I'm Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Exposing the right as wrong. It's Enid Live at 349-1320 on Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty show this week.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. If you really want freedom, don't cheapen the word by using it to describe potatoes. Yeah. Ohio Representative Bob Ney
found time in what must be a hectic schedule to rename French fries Freedom Fries, leading the French to rename American cheese Bob Nay. New rule. If you are the president, you have to have stuff on your desk. You just do. It makes us feel better. It's just... New rule. Let Tony Blair do the talking. Now, I say this sympathetically to Mr. President. You don't need to be doing the speechifying. You're like the Clint Eastwood character in a Western, the tough guy who doesn't say much. Tony Blair, he's the gay English character actor. Let him come in and lay the pipe. Plus, he's British. It just sounds smarter.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule. Get the Ashton Kutcher Demi Moore breakup over now. Let's just pretend we've already printed those issues of Us Weekly and People read them and thrown them away. And while we're at it, let's also pretend we've already heard Joe Lieberman drop out. New rule. In an all-volunteer army, there can be no such thing as a conscientious objector. Marine Stephen Funk says he shouldn't have to go to Iraq because he just joined the Marines to, quote, learn new things and meet new people. That's like joining the Beach Boys and then announcing you're not going to play that stupid surf music. We need Saddam Hussein's head. Stop talking about his DNA. Nobody made a movie called Bring Me the DNA of Alfredo Garcia. Traumatized Iraqis need to see the head on a pole in the center of Baghdad, or as it's now called, the Galleria at Halliburton Square.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Of the truth applied daily.
.423 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about prisons here and this model program in Illinois, which is really remarkable and so different from what we have got going on in California. One woman who is a leading expert on reentry and is a professor at UC Irvine, reentry into society from prison, has apparently advised the corrections department for several years, and she has thrown up her hands at what she described as Arnold Schwarzenegger's naivete, the naivete of his proposals. He's just naive. You know, he reads muscle magazines. What does he know about anything? And so here's what they're doing in Illinois. Illinois is now going to open a second facility, but they opened this first facility, and they have decided to change the culture. Some people see conflict between rehab programs and security, says the woman who created this program. She says, but there isn't. Some people don't believe in compassion, but I see it less as compassion than common sense. This is being tough on crime, said the warden at Sheridan, this Illinois facility that California is thinking of emulating. It emphasizes changes that run deep. But little has been left to chance. The prison is well-groomed, 95 acres, medium security facility, set in a Midwestern soybean and corn country kind of place, 70 miles west of Chicago. In order to enter the program, there were strict criteria. They only accepted 8,000 or so of the 45,000 inmates in Illinois who could qualify. The inmates have to have 6 months to 2 years left in their sentences so that they have enough exposure to the rigorous treatment before release. They must have substance abuse problems, since the emphasis is on drug and alcohol treatment. The prison does not accept sex offenders, those convicted of extremely violent crimes, or the severely mentally ill. Typically, the inmates had 17 previous arrests and had served two prior sentences. Nearly 60% of the Sheridan inmates, whose average age is 32, have never held a job. And, of course, not all succeed. In the first 2 years, about 1,170 inmates made it through the program, while 367 had to be removed. Critical to success of this program is the fact that the entire prison, not just a wing, is what is called a therapeutic community. The warden and others say that if the inmates mixed with the general population in a regular prison, the model would fail. But at Sheridan, much of the support and encouragement comes from the inmates themselves. Most inmates at Sheridan are so keen on seizing what is often their first opportunity for success that they quickly shut down gang activities, efforts to find drugs, or classic prison bullying. The inmates say that it works and that the atmosphere is much more relaxed. There are no knives, no gangbangers, no fights, no drugs, said one inmate. The guys here want to change and they don't want to put it at risk. This is a godsend. Guards are urged to get cross-training in all kinds of other areas, such as substance abuse counseling. The prison model that we've got here in California is punitive. This one is therapeutic. It won't work if you just don't do your homework and create the foundation for it. That's what this woman who is a professor and an expert on reentry. She's a professor at UC Irvine, and she has advised the Corrections Department. You can't just slap this thing together. You've got to create it from scratch the way Illinois has done with this facility at Sheridan. And you've got to think of what you've got going here as a therapeutic community rather than a punitive community. When you get out in California, you know, what you get out with is your bitter memories, a Ph.D. in advanced criminal behavior, and that's pretty much it. At Sheridan, you've got to have a plan. There's a halfway house that you go into. There's all kinds of, they further monitor you. They take you through the process, which makes a great deal of sense. You learn skills. The inmate, they create an elaborate post-release program and includes drug treatment, therapy, job training, education, and if needed, housing. In California, each inmate is supposed to have a post-release plan, but parole officers admit that many do not or that the files never reach the parole officer. So this has really worked in Illinois, and I don't know why we can't think about it working here. They say they're going to adopt it, but they're doing it in the most superficial way, apparently. And remember now, Arnold is pandering to the prison guard union because they have $5 million that they have already spent in TV. They bought the TV time because they knew they were going to endorse somebody. And whoever wins the jackpot, I don't know if they're going to do a 50-50 deal or if the money is going to go to one candidate only. I don't know. But they have already bought $5 million in television time for the candidate that they endorse for governor. I don't know if the whole thing goes to the gubernatorial candidate or if it goes to some of their other candidates. And here is the Schwarzenegger administration now negotiating with the prison guard union on other issues. So I think we the people are going to lose. 349-1320. Have you worked in law enforcement? Have you worked in prisons? Have you been a prison guard? Would this model work in California, do you think? What, you know, they're spending more in Illinois per inmate initially, but I think over the long haul it's going to be a very cost-effective system. But we don't, you know, we want to build arenas. I mean, this isn't anything that we want to, you know, we say we want to do this, but we're not building the foundation. And this advisor to the prison system, who is a professor and widely respected on reentry issues, she threw up her hands at what she describes as the naivete of the governor's proposals. In other words, he's very naive. Well, why is he so naive? Well, he doesn't read. Maria does the reading for both of them. And has he thought about public policy really? Think about this. This guy has been a muscle bodybuilder, but he hasn't been a mind builder. You know, you see these bulging muscles in his body, but I'm not seeing any bulging brains. He's been successful, certainly. He's made money. That's nice. But that doesn't mean that you know anything about public policy. And that doesn't mean that you can really steer the ship of state, the state of California. Doesn't mean any of that. 349-1320, and the B is saying reject the governor's proposals now. It would only worsen the crisis. And here I want to share this with you also from Gary Hart. I saw this. Gary Hart said to me a while ago, a former senator who got caught, remember, with Donna Hart and the monkey business and all that. He lives in Colorado, and I would run into him here and there, and he had been a guest on my show. And when after the last election, he thought it would take Democrats three election cycles to come back. And now here's what he's saying about the coming election. And I thought this was so interesting. Depending on the fate of Senator Joe Lieberman on Tuesday, it should come as no surprise to anyone when, not if, the Bush administration announces a dramatic plan to exit Iraq sometime before the congressional elections this fall. So he thinks this is going to be the surprise, the October surprise. As an increasing number of Republican members of Congress confront unhappy, sometimes angry, constituents finally fed up with the absence of purpose in the continued U.S. occupation and the death and dismemberment of young American troops for no purpose having to do either with combating the jihad or making the U.S. secure, they will demand White House rescue for their political careers. And what he thinks is that Karl Rove is going to concoct a patently phony Iraq exit strategy. What do you think? I put nothing past this group. They'll do whatever it takes to get elected. They'll steal the election. They will pander. You know, so let's look at this. Let's look at the lack of leadership on the national level. Let's look at the lack of leadership in the state of California. If you are an Arnold supporter, I would like you to tell me how he has distinguished himself as a really good leader, how he has accomplished anything at all. What if I were to ask you, in these couple of years since he's been running the state, what has he, concretely, what has he accomplished? What would you say to me? 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And look at the leadership in Washington. These people are ridiculous. You have Rumsfeld here, General, one of the top generals, has been on Hardball, just ripping Rumsfeld a new one. Just talking about how incompetent he has been, how he doesn't have the support of the military, how he has made one disastrous decision after another, and these people keep their jobs. Are we not holding anybody accountable for anything? Are we saying if you were great in the movies, you can run the state of California, it's that easy to do? Are we saying, did we say, and I guess we did say, that if you got a baseball team and you were a cheerleader for a baseball team, that you got the public... the voters to pay for a new stadium, and then you walked out with all this money, $15, $16, $17 million jingling around in your pockets after you'd been a complete failure your whole life and a drunk on top of it, you could run the United States of America, the only remaining superpower? I guess we said, you know, you don't need many credentials. You look at job listings, and usually there are things that you have to have done in order to get the job. You need to have accomplished this, that, or the other. You need to have graduated. You know, you need to have a certain educational something. And you need to have done something. But when it comes to being president of the United States, you just need to be electable. That's it. Can you run the campaign or can you run the country? Well, he has run the country, yes, into the ground. Dickey has. Gary Hart, former senator, who got involved in a lot of monkey business on his own, thinks that there's going to be an October surprise and that Karl Rove is going to concoct some kind of a withdrawal strategy from Iraq that's going to be just completely bogus, but will dilute and diffuse some of the anger. And Arnold Schwarzenegger running the state of California, what has improved under his tenure? Can you think of anything? 349-1320. Well, he got more publicity. 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather's looking nice from the left. Lows tonight right around 59. For the next couple of days, we're going to receive 92, 94, even 96, but still a slight breeze and precipitation. That's right. We might have some rain Thursday, Friday, and maybe even Saturday morning. Now, for our traffic, we're looking at slow right over 50 over top of the mountain. Looks like we got a traffic accident right there by Cameron Park. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just north of N Street, a disabled vehicle is blocking traffic there. And southbound 99 at Fruit Ridge Road, slow traffic due to a disabled vehicle in the second lane, actually. So see if you can stay clear of that. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com to get all traffic, weather, and everything that Eden and everyone else is doing here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country.
It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you paying?
New rule. Prince Harry is going to hurt someone. Look at this kid. He's a thundering ball of rage. His mom's dead. His father dates rotted tree bark.
His brother gets to be king, and he's destined to spend the rest of his life being photographed doing nothing. Arrest him before he kills a woman. New rule. Country music stars can't be authors. Charlie Daniels' new book, Ain't No Rag, Freedom, Family, and the Flag, is a collection of musings by noted white trash icon Charlie Daniels on subjects ranging from American flags to American flag bumper stickers to what to do to a hippie if you catch him trying to burn your flag. Before this book, I was ambivalent on the issue of flag burning. Now I find myself reconsidering the question of book burning.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
New rule. You don't get to do a farewell tour unless you absolutely, positively swear you'll go away. This goes for Cher, Michael Jordan, and if the Eagles reform one more time, I'm going to stab them with my steely knives until I just can kill the beast. New rule. Stop leaving messages on my answering machine saying it's me. I already have a me in my life, me. And frankly, if we were that close, I'd have given you the number to the phone that I answer. All right, ready, new rule number one. Enough with gaysploitation TV. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. Hey, if I want a bunch of gay men in queenie outfits telling me how to live my life, I'll go back to Mass.
Laughing at the Truth, AM 1320.
1320 Left Channel Action Calendar. The Town and Country Democratic Club will host a debate discussion about the issues surrounding the plan to construct a new Sacramento arena this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. County and city officials have entered into a deal with Maloof Sports Entertainment to build the arena in the downtown Sacramento rail yards. To that end, the Sacramento County Board of Supervisors have voted to add two measures to the November ballot, one to approve a quarter-cent sales tax that would raise $1.2 million over the next 15 years, a companion advisory measure will ask voters to decide if they want that money to be divided among arena construction and community projects. On August 9th, Supervisor Roger Dickinson will represent the pro-arena viewpoint, while a representative from the People United for a Better Sacramento will represent the opposition. That's this Wednesday, August 9th at 7:40 p.m. at the Detterdean Park Clubhouse, 1415 Rushton Drive. Information and directions are at tnconline.org.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:38 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. You are listening to All Girl Radio today. And you can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. And somewhere in the program, I've got a couple of tickets to give away to the State Fair. And reserve seats to see the Village People in concert. And that's Friday, August 25 at 7:30 p.m. So we'll do that somewhere in the broadcast. So I'm in this flea market that calls itself Enid Live. I'm asking the question, what has Arnold done in his 2 years that would make us want to re-up him for a couple of more years? Why has he been so good? I mean, this whole leadership issue. Look at what's going on in Washington. Not much. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens to Joe Lieberman in the election tomorrow, whether he wins or whether he doesn't. The Ned Lamont's lead has narrowed. Kelly, calling from Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you?
I am good.
I think I'm about a segment behind. You were asking about registered independents. And I'm a Democrat since age 12, but I am registered independent. And I'm in a conundrum as far as the upcoming gubernatorial election, as far as Angelita's land developing, and that really concerns me. I think it's a conflict of interest to have amassed your wealth as a developer of like pieces of the state. And what does that mean for his friends that are land developers when he becomes governor?
And why would you vote for Arnold? What has Arnold done for the state?
Well, not much.
Has he had a good idea about anything? I mean, he bobs, he weaves, it's the last idea, he doesn't think about policy. Here's the thing you can say about Phil Angel. These are imperfect candidates.
Well, I know that there's
developer baggage with, but you've only got two choices here, really.
That's huge. huge. I don't know. I don't think it's that huge.
I think that Angelides has got decades of public policy experience behind him. He stood up to CalPERS. He stood up to the boardroom chiefs with the power of CalPERS behind him, because CalPERS is so powerful on Wall Street. He was able to make things happen. Yeah, he's got some developer baggage, but I would say of the two of them, he's thought more deeply about public policy than Arnold has, and he has been, and he has accomplished more than Arnold has. What has Arnold accomplished? And when I ask you, what has Arnold accomplished, Kelly, what do you tell? You don't have an answer.
No, well, I would definitely not vote for Arnold as a liberal. I would, but then that puts me in the conundrum of...
Well, if you don't, then you're better off sitting it out, because if you vote for a third-party candidate, you might as well have voted for Arnold. It's kind of like what happened in the 2000 election when, Ralph Nader, triangulated the vote.
People just really need to be cautious about granting the power of a governorship to someone who makes money buying and selling pieces of the state, and who will somehow...
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Kelly?
It's a tough one. I don't know.
Why don't you look at the whole picture of what he has done? Are you aware of all the pluses in his career? Are you so focused on the developer thing that you haven't looked at any of the public policy issues?
The developing thing, though, it really...
I'm asking you, Kelly, I am asking you a question. Are you so focused on the development stuff that you have not looked at Phil Angelides' public policy statements and his public policy actions?
Probably not as much as I should have. Like I said, I voted for Wesley in the primary. So,
okay, so you're pissed off at Phil Angelides because he didn't win, and because you consider him a developer. Can I ask you how old?
Not so much, but when you consider things get pushed through, like in Laguna, in Wetlands, and you know, it's like, and that was just because he had friends in the government because he was wealthy, and now he becomes governor and all this.
Kelly, I want you. Can I ask you how old you are?
I'm 42.
Okay, I want you to go and do some homework.
Okay.
And really make this decision for yourself and really look at the whole thing. You were a Wesley supporter. Wesley didn't get it. You're mad at Angelides. You can't bring yourself to vote for Arnold, which I don't blame you about. So you're better off sitting it out than to do a third-party candidate, because I think then that gives it to Arnold, I think.
You know, if people would stop with that attitude, we might actually get a third-party candidate.
Now is not the time that it's going to happen. For that takes quite a long time, and now is not the moment for it.
Be in my lifetime.
I don't know if it's gonna. I hope it's in your lifetime. But you gotta look at all the things that that Angelides has done, and compare them with what Arnold would do. Remember, Arnold is George W. Bush in disguise. That's all you've got to know. Arnold is George W. Bush in disguise. Will Phil Angelides be a perfect governor? He will not. Is he a perfect candidate? No, he is not. But I think he brings a lot of thought to it, and I think that he's been thinking about lots of issues for a lot of years. And was he perfect in his business dealings? He wasn't, but it wasn't terrible either. So I would just say, look.
I just don't want some kind of Halliburton thing where he takes himself off the board, but then again.
I don't think he'd be inclined. Kelly, you've got a lot of fears, and you're not doing your homework. You just have lots of fears, and you're not looking up the information. So do that. Avail yourself of what's
good for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for that.
As an independent voter who is undecided, I called in regards to that question that you posed.
Well, I'm glad that you did, and I'm glad that we have this conversation. Do your homework, and then you will come to a conclusion.
I'm the one that sent you the Republican argument email, how they argue.
Oh, that was good. Didn't I read that on the air?
I don't know.
I
basically listen to you to and from work, and now more often at home. But
Kelly, thank you. No, I read that one on the air.
It was classic.
Yeah, no, that was very good. So that's excellent. All right, go do your homework and then report back.
Thanks, Enid.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320. Joe in Cameron Park. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I got a couple of things. One, I thought that B did a great tutorials they did on the prison.
Wait. We lost. You broke up a little bit. The B did a great job on what now?
the prison editorials, the four editorials they did on the prison.
Yeah, they did do a great.
I read all of those and thought they were great, and I wish we could have the political will to get somebody in the governor that will follow the Illinois model.
Well, California says that it wants to, but you can't just willy-nilly, you know, slap it on to what you've already been doing. You've got to change the culture of the prison guards. You've got to create an environment for this thing to succeed. I mean, Illinois took its time doing it, and it did it very well, it looks like.
Yeah, the model is taking your time and doing it from the foundation, like you said.
Right.
I also want to talk a little bit about the arena.
Yeah.
And what I want to talk about was the fact that if I'm concerned or part of the city council and looking at what kind of revenue do we get now from the current arena, and I don't know if that data has been generated, and to say, okay, would that change if we didn't build a new one? What's the likelihood of it going on? Are we making any money on it right now?
I would guess that if there were a good argument to be made that would sell it to the voters, we would have heard something about those numbers. Because don't forget, the Maloofs are going to get the revenues from that arena. We're not going to get those revenues. The Maloofs are going to get the revenues, as I understand the deal.
Right. We're also getting indirect revenues because it's being used and because of the fans and because of the people that go to ice shows and everything else. The I would assume that there's data that would say, okay, what kind of revenue comes into the Sacramento area because of the taxes and the...
They've done studies. All these projects are supposed to be magnets for additional revenues and businesses and so on, and mostly it never happens. It never gets anywhere near the expectations and how it was sold to the voters. So, but you're asking some excellent questions, and you should ask it of the people who put the deal together.
Yeah, I think they need to say it because I'm saying, okay, if we bring in, let's say, $50 million a year, just off the top of my head, with all the stuff that goes on, and if there's likelihood of losing some of that if we didn't have the arena, because the Maloofs give hundreds of thousands of dollars to local charities and other organizations.
You know, they give. We've had people call in to say what they have given, and it sounds a little like it's a bit on the cheesy. It's always nice when people are giving, but their giving sounds a little on the cheesy side to me.
Okay, well, I think that from a business standpoint, or a rational standpoint, I'd say, okay, what is this community likely to lose, if any, if we didn't do it? And then if I were going to make a decision, I'd say, okay, how much am I willing as a community to spend? I would say, okay, what if we're going to make any money?
All right, well, let me
says we're going to make any money or if we're going to bring any money, I would say let's look at that over a projected 5 to 7 years and put no more than that into it.
Well, you know, you're asking excellent questions, but you could also ask questions, for example, what would happen if we didn't put any money into levies? What would happen to the community?
Exactly. But
how many dollars do we have to work with? And maybe it's an either-or situation that we have some money to put into one issue, like an arena, and if we do so, we may not have the money to put into the levies.
Exactly. We have to look at triage and where it stands. But at least what I haven't heard is that of, does the community make any money? And if so, we shouldn't spend any more than we think we should make because the risk of it has to be looked at.
All right, Joe, we're gonna have to leave it there. I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. Angie in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Please have your radio. Your radio's got to be off.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Love your program.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if Kelly, your previous caller, was aware that Schwarzenegger had big connections with the developers, the millionaire developers. And she's so against the developers, which I am too. But, you know, I don't know that she is aware that they contributed heavily to Schwarzenegger.
Did they really? Okay.
They did at one, yeah.
All right, and also he's getting a lot of oil money from Texas because there's almost no, you know, there's no movement in this state, which I'm amazed for rate re-regulation. We are going to get so socked on energy rates that I don't know why people aren't clamoring for it.
It just breaks my heart. And they forgot, you know, of all the, he doesn't really keep his promises, you know. He always goes bad.
Well, he thinks that you can revise a script. That's his problem. Angie, I thank
thank you so much.
Thanks for bringing it up.
And keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thanks very much. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live.
I'm
on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West. Was that a premature ejaculation? Was that what that was?
Well, I was still thinking of slogans in my head, so I was talking out loud with Lauren over here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble. Anyway, we have got weather from the left here. 59 for the low. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 94. We are at 89 here at the River City. Traffic slowing down at South Bend 99 at Fruit Ridge Road and on through to Mack Road, and it looks like Elk Grove Boulevard stopped all the way down the line. Northbound 99 at Eastbound 50, we have a disabled vehicle stopping it there. So really, you don't have another route. I think just, you know, be patient and slow down there. Southbound Cap City Freeway, Eastbound 50, another disabled vehicle as well. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com to get all your traffic and weather from the left. And I'm Lisa West with Just That at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
New rule. Skip the truck. President Bush is down on the ranch, and we all know what that means. Lots of pictures of him in that pickup truck, as if he's going into town to pick up a bale of hay. Okay, we get it. You're a rancher. You're clearing brush. You're a Washington outsider. You're a huge country fan. Unfortunately, that country is Saudi Arabia. New rule. When somebody dies, we shouldn't cut off their head and drill holes into it. Ted Williams belongs in the hall, not the fridge. Cryogenics is one of those technologies that just doesn't work, like the missile defense shield and hair transplants. New rule. It's just a donut. What is up with the Krispy Kreme phenomenon? It's a glob of deep-fried dough, not Super Bowl tickets. Aren't we Americans fat enough without pretending that donuts are hip?
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Discounters today.
20 Left Channel Action Calendar. They were spit upon, beaten, jailed, vilified in the pulpit, and sometimes scorned by their own sex. They were courageous risk takers who took on a government and the president of the most powerful nation in the world for a democratic principle, the right to vote. Yes, these were the suffragettes. These brave women who gave so much would shudder to learn that 22 million single women failed to vote in the 2004 presidential election. Women's Equality Day is Saturday, August 26th. Come show your support and join the suffrage parade, a grand parade down the avenue to the state capitol in Sacramento. March or ride on floats to the west steps of the capitol and take part in a rally with advocates, activists, and public officials.
I knew I must be one of that valiant fan.
For more information, please call 916-435-9760. That's 916-435-9760. Help commemorate Women's Equality Day, Saturday, August 26th in downtown Sacramento. Call 916-435-9760.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
4:55 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, doing Full Frontal Talk Radio. We're asking, what has Arnold actually done for us? Why would we even consider returning him to the governorship? 349-1320, 866-620-61320. John in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi.
Welcome.
Thank you, Enid.
John, I'm going to spell my name for you. It's Enid, E-N-I-D, Enid.
Enid, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm calling about Arnold. I'd like to remind everyone in California that it wasn't that long ago that he forced a special election on the state for his propositions, which he was defeated overwhelmingly. And now, and only now, is the reason why he's compromising, because he's forced to. When he had a chance to compromise before, you know, he didn't. But now that the voters overwhelmingly rejected those propositions, now he's forced into, shall we say, a tactical retreat.
Well, you have said it very well. This is a man who's made a life of propositioning one way or another.
Right on.
I just think, you know, he's a nice guy. He's an actor. Fine. That's nice. But he's shallow in terms of what he brings to the table regarding his leadership skills for the most populous state in the union. I mean, why do we think that he can do anything for us, and how has he demonstrated that he has?
Well, he hasn't, but I heard you talking to someone else, and you said that he's Bush in disguise.
Yes.
And, excuse me, that's why I had to call, because, you know, he really did try to make a power grab, and we have to think, well, what if all of those things had passed, those, you know, things that he wanted to pass, propositions? What if they had passed?
Well, he will do whatever he can to implement the kinds of things he really wants to do the minute he gets elected, if he gets elected. And he's got Karl Rove's people on staff helping him get elected. So I think that tells us everything we need to know about him. And, John, I thank you for reminding us about the special election. 349-1320, Mike in Fair Oaks. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, I did my homework, and I hope other people will, including you. Under corporate rule, Peter Miguel Camejo. The Green Party is...
Sacramento's Left Channel. Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Gasoline prices were supposed to come down at the end of summer, but that was before a huge oil field in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, suspended production. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker explains.
British Petroleum, or BP, the country's largest oil producer, started shutting down its massive operations up at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. The company found significant corrosion in its pipeline system. There was even a minor oil spill from one of the pipes over the weekend.
Repairs could take months, reducing U.S. crude oil production by 400,000 barrels a day. The news sent the price of crude $2 higher on the New York Mercantile Exchange. President Bush says it's time for a ceasefire in Lebanon.
We all recognize that the violence must stop.
But he stopped short of calling for an immediate Israeli withdrawal, saying that would create a vacuum allowing Hezbollah to rearm. The fighting continued today as Lebanon rejected a ceasefire without an Israeli pullout.
With tears rolling down his face, the country's prime minister said, despite Lebanon's mounting losses, the fighting can't and won't stop unless Israel agrees to withdraw its troops from the country. The emotional plea came during an emergency gathering of Arab foreign ministers in Beirut, who got a dose of the conflict up close.
Just hours before that meeting, Israeli warplanes struck southern Beirut again. A not-so-subtle message that Arab opinion be damned, Israel is pushing forward.
CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan in Beirut. It could be tomorrow before delicate surgery to separate conjoined twin girls is over in Salt Lake City. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman is covering.
The slow and delicate process of separating the twins continues. Doctors here are sounding hopeful. So far, they say they have not encountered anything unexpected. Erin Heron, the mother of the twins, is also hopeful and emotional.
We know going into this surgery that angels are watching over our children. We feel it. We're at peace with our decision.
It will be another few hours before the twins are actually separated. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Salt Lake City.
There's been a powerful earthquake, magnitude 6.7, near the South Pacific island of Vanuatu. That's east of Australia and New Zealand. The quake was 93 miles below the surface. Officials say there's no danger of tsunami. This summer's been a scorcher. CBS News correspondent John Harchie reports we had the second hottest July on record.
The heat wave last month set 2,300 daily temperature records in the U.S. The Weather Service says it all adds up to a national average of 77.2 degrees, just a fraction under the all-time hottest July back in 1936. So far in the first 7 months, 2006 is the hottest year on record. The previous hot one was in 1934. And federal weather experts say the scorching heat has added to the moderate to extreme drought conditions in some parts of the country.
The Dow down 20 points to close at 11,219. The Nasdaq lost 12 points today. This is CBS News.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Less than a year after Hurricane Katrina, WWL Radio's Chris Miller reports New Orleans is having a baby boom.
You'll hear a lot of that in area hospitals.
We had an all-time record high number of deliveries in 168 last month.
Ochsner Hospital OBGYN Ellen Kruger says Metro New Orleans is on pace to beat the national per capita birth rate from last year. Not only that, she says these pregnancies are planned. LSU psychologist Dr. Mindy Cronenberg says that means people have confidence in the area's ability to rebuild.
We'll continue to rebuild their houses, we'll continue to rebuild their schools, and we'll continue to build their lives.
Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
When a visitor to the Fitzwilliam Museum in Cambridge, England, tripped on his shoelace, he knocked over several ceramics, including a vase from China's Qing Dynasty some 200 years ago. It shattered. But experts were able to reassemble the vase. It's now back on display as part of an exhibit called Mission Impossible. I'm Bill Whitney.
Trent Patterson, how fast?
New rule, stop whining about gas prices. It's good that it costs a lot, and not just because the sales tax will help pay for our twice-a-year governor elections. It's also good if it makes you think of walking the three blocks from your house to Del Taco instead of taking the Land Cruiser. Gasoline costs a lot because we have to find it, bribe or kill the people who live on top of it. Extract it, refine it, ship it, and pump it. You'll pay $2 a gallon, and you'll like it, because you know what the alternative is. Riding on the bus with poor people. New rule. Call things what they are. If your morning coffee contains crushed ice, whipped cream, and caramel, it's a milkshake.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Loving Enid is wrong. We don't want to be right. AM
AM 1320.
Six minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to Hour 3 of Enid Live. I am yours till 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Remember, your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every single day about Enid Live, about AM 1320, about Scott and Sims in the Morning Retort, and about Randy and Mike Malloy, who couldn't be more wrong about the Middle East, and Al Franken, etc. And there are lots of ways that you can contact me, Enid at KCTC.com. We stream live, AM 1320. 1320leftchannel.com, and all calls to Enid Live are toll-free if you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320, and if you're not, 866-626-1320, and somewhere in the broadcast, we're going to give away two tickets to the State Fair and two reserved seats to see the Village People in concert. This would be Friday, August 25 at 7:30 p.m., and in order to get the tickets, you have to come to our glorious studios here on Madison. So I want to share this with you. There was a lot of talk about Mel Gibson, and one of my colleagues was just in Malibu, and instead of the sign saying "Welcome to Malibu," it says somebody changed it, some wag changed it, and it says "Welcome to Malibu," because that's where Mel Gibson got busted. And the Wall Street Journal did a piece on how do you spot an anti-Semite. Well, how you spot one is you ask about Israel, interestingly enough, and there has been some research on this. A couple of professors have put together a study, and what they were able to determine is that the more the respondents were asked to agree or disagree about four questions related to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, such as whether Israel's treatment of the Palestinians was similar to South Africa's treatment of blacks during apartheid. The results, the Wall Street Journal is saying, were remarkable. Among those who held the most negative views of Israel, some 60% also were pretty much anti-Semitic. So whatever the respondents' religion, nationality, sex, or income level, the study determined that the more intense their dislike of Israel, the likelier they were to be anti-Semitic. And I know Gigi has corrected me on this, that Arabs are Semites. But the term is pretty much used to describe being anti-Jewish. So I guess I'll use it interchangeably, and with apologies to Gigi and other Semites. Altogether, 50% of those harboring strong anti-Israel feelings were also anti-Semitic. I really thought this was interesting because of the coverage I am seeing about the Middle East, which is a complicated story, is very, I think, very anti-Israel. And I have never been a Zionist particularly, but I am really angry at the slanting of the coverage. And here you've got Reuters, a very respected news agency, that has withdrawn all its photos by a Lebanese freelancer that it's used because the Lebanese freelancer doctored some photos. Reuters withdrew all 920 photos by a freelance Lebanese photographer from its database today after a review of his work showed that he had altered two images from the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. So you've got Hezbollah being armed by Syria and by Iran, and we have knocked off a couple of Iran's natural enemies, so we've given it a clear shot, literally. You have Hezbollah hiding its arms and even its office building. It offices in apartment buildings. So it's effectively using civilians as shields. When war happens, you know, people die. Israelis are dying who are civilians, but we're just seeing it the other way around. And Israel is really having a real fight. It is a tiny pinpoint, tiny, tiny, tiny little country, constantly surrounded by people who don't want to see it survive. They want to see Israel really gone. And Israel's not going away. So, you know, they've got to figure out how to make this work. I got this email from somebody who was an Israeli. He said, if the Arabs put down their weapons today, there would be no more violence. If the Jews put down their weapons today, there would be no more Israel. So it's really become fashionable for the left to diss Israel. But I want to tell you something. They didn't start this. They're happy to be where they are and not be at war. And I don't think that the countries surrounding them, they simply want them gone, and they're not going away. So it's going to be a constant war. What would you do in a case like that? I think you need to protect yourself. You needed to be able to defend yourself. And as it is, Hezbollah has been way stronger than anybody ever realized. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. So what the answer is in that very messed up region of the world, I cannot say. But I just am livid that the criticism goes mainly to Israel. Ken, in Citrus Heights, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi, Enid, with a D. My name is Ken. This is slightly off your schedule, but I was listening to going to work, and I work out by the VA hospital, and I just happen to have the company van. I always have it set on your station, but somebody had switched it over to Rush Limbaugh, and before I could turn it off, I heard something so bad I just about pulled off the road. I had to pull off the road for a few minutes because I was so angry.
Did you need an air sickness bag?
Almost. Rush Limbaugh, and I hate him anyway, but just, I don't, you know, this was...
What did he say? Tell me.
He was stating how the president was upset because he had to go to Congress to be bothered, or Congress and the court system to be bothered by all of the procedures that he, as the leader of this country, had to go through. But Rush was secure in the fact that in the long run, very shortly, he won't have to worry about that.
What do you mean? I don't get what he... I don't know what you're talking about, Ken. What was...
He was talking about when the president wanted to go and do another invasion or whatever he's planning on doing.
Right.
That he was upset because he had to go.
He had to get permission.
Yes.
Congress needs to declare war. Okay.
And that he was sure that shortly he wouldn't have to worry about that.
Meaning
he said to deal with it.
Meaning what?
That president may somehow get the ability to do this without congressional or judicial foresight.
Well, I don't know what Rush meant, but I hope it means that maybe Dickie will be resigning his job the day after tomorrow, and we won't have to worry about Dickie either. That would be a better interpretation.
All right. It could mean scared me, but yeah, I just want to let you know that.
All right, Ken. I thank you for the heads up. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Chris, in Fairfield. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi. I actually love your show, and you hear this a lot, that if you are anywhere critical of Israel, that you must be, like, either part of it, anti-Semite or something. But I do take objection to that. I do take honestly, offense to that.
I can't, Chris. I'm not hearing you exactly, so No, I guess, all right, so that's it. We couldn't hear her. All right, 349-1320-866-626-1320. Susan in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi, Enid.
Yes, welcome.
I just called because I was curious about that study. How did they decide that the people who expressed... interest in Lebanon, I suppose, were...
Well, they weren't. They didn't do... This was done in 2004, so it was before Lebanon.
Okay.
What they did is they had some questions that asked you what your thoughts were about Jews. And if they were really negative thoughts about Jews, then they asked you some questions later on. There were about 10 questions in the survey, I think. 11 statements. They were,
right.
And this was 5,000 people in 10 European countries were asked to agree.
5,000 people in 10 European countries.
Yeah, were asked to
That's
agree
Europe.
Or disagree with 11 statements about Jews. And then
you said Europe, right?
Yes, and yes.
That's not the United States.
Well, but the study here apparently this was conducted by Americans, so. All I know is that the Wall Street Journal, Susan, has said their conclusion is, and the conclusion of the people doing the study, that if you had a strong correlation against Israel, you had a very strong, high correlation about being anti-Semitic. So,
in Europe.
No, well, Susan, I think
they
also...
It bothers me is because, I find that if I...
Because you don't like Israel. Right, tell me what your point of view is about Israel.
I am called anti-Semitic, and I'm not anti-anything. I'm a humanist. I'm not an anti-anything.
Right.
And yet, if I differ from you or anybody else...
Well, what, tell me what your position is.
Right.
What is your position?
Well, it's a little hard to have a position about that, what's going on now. I feel like... I think it's taken a heavy hand on the civilian population. I think they want to cause a backlash, so they need to hurt the Lebanese people. And I just think it's wrong. It is wrong.
They had pulled out of Gaza and the West Bank, and they got hit by Hezbollah. They didn't start it. They're defending themselves, and they're doing what they can. And even so, Hezbollah's raining down missiles left and right on them, and Israeli civilians are being hit. But I'm not hearing anybody say, oh, that's pretty bad that Israeli civilians are being hit. I'm hearing it the other way around. So you know what? I think it sort of dovetails with a kind of anti-Semitism.
Only see it one way too.
Well, so do you, I would say, because I'm not hearing it on the other end. I'm not hearing, you know, this is terrible on both sides. I'm hearing you take the part of the Lebanese or the Arabs. I'm not hearing you say, you know, this is really a tragedy. It's very complicated. Civilians on both sides are dying. You just called up and you got bent out of shape because you might be thought of as anti-Semitic, and you might not be. I don't know. I can't say. 349-1320 866-626 1320. Chris, in Fairfield. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Yeah, I apologize for my connection. I hope this one's better.
Okay.
I just caught the tail end of the last caller, and I guess that's kind of my objection, is that I feel that it's hard to know what a person really truly thinks, but I it's funny that you think that all the newspapers are very... pro-Hezbollah or pro-Lebanese, because I actually read them, and sometimes I think the opposite, that, you know, that it seems like the number of announced deaths for Israeli civilians is announced more prominently than the number of deaths for the Lebanese. I think it's a tragedy on both ends. I think it's wrong for both people. However, I did read one article that was talking about how, like the United States in Iraq, and yeah, war is terrible, civilians die, but the United States is held to a higher standard in that it's supposed to take extra care to avoid civilians. And that's one of the real objections that I've had for the war in Iraq.
Yeah, but you are dealing with state-supported terrorism, Chris, where they shield themselves. They keep their weapons in hospitals, not in armories. They keep their offices in apartment buildings. They surround themselves with civilians. For this very reason. So what do you do in a case like that? You get hit by this terrorist group who uses civilians to shield its weapons and its offices. What do you do then? How do you handle it? Because you can only pinpoint strikes to a certain extent, and then there are going to be civilian casualties, as there have been on the Israeli side.
There have been.
Let me add this. Hezbollah is putting nails and ball bearings into its rockets in order to do the maximum, and they're firing indiscriminately. And you aren't hearing that as much in the news reports. So Israel gets the brunt of the criticism, and I think that's not fair.
I respectfully disagree with you. I think actually that depending on what you read, which is as always. I mean, just like the United States, you know, some people are saying, well, the media is being harshly critical on the United States. Some are saying it's not critical enough. It depends on what glasses you look at it through. I am not a Hezbollah fan, believe me. I disagree strongly with them, but I don't believe that everything that Israel does is right on. I think
no, everything that Israel does isn't right on, but I just think it's always the target for more criticism than it deserves to have, and I really think there's a residuum of anti-Semitism. I thank you, Chris, for the call. 349-1320. Frank in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enum on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to say a couple of things about something you said before. I mean, I think it's kind of interesting, it's interesting to sort of see how people sort of react to the Israeli, the Israeli sort of Arab conflict, and then sort of looking at it at the same thing that, you know, that people sometimes the media and the international media criticized the U.S. for doing in Iraq, and I think that it's kind of similar. And I think you know the people in
the difference in Iraq, Iraq did not attack us. Israel is defending itself, and that's a big difference.
No. I'm talking about the method of response and the method of combat, because now, you know, of course, in Iraq we're fighting a small insurgency that doesn't have the same sort of level of technical weaponry that the U.S. does, and similarly. You know, the rockets that the Hezbollah has are nowhere near the same as far as the technological capability that the Israeli weapons have. And I'm not to say that, you know, that there's...
You are surrounded by people who only want to do you in. As far as I'm concerned, you can't have high enough weapons of technical virtuosity. So tell me, Frank, what is your point? Because we need to take a break.
Right, well, let me finish. I think the thing is, I think people sort of criticize because it doesn't look good. I think the criticism comes from the fact that it doesn't look good when a country has such resources at its and technological.
Let me tell you something. Israel started out as a nothing little country. It is just a pinprick of a country surrounded by many larger countries that could have been far richer. And Israel has done a great deal on its own. And guess what? It gets put down for it, and everybody gets to think of it as a bully. It's a tiny country surrounded by countries that do not want to see it exist. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what does exist. A lot of traffic here in the River City. 99 southbound at Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, Laguna Boulevard, all the way to Elk Grove Boulevard. There is a major traffic jam due to two vehicles stalled on the right-hand side by Fruit Ridge Road and two-car collision just above Mack Road. So if you can take 50 or take, you know, the back roads, get out of there. Take Bradshaw Road might be a better way because they're absolutely stopped. Fruit Ridge Road at Franklin Boulevard, the hit and run also, as I mentioned, is stopping traffic. Southbound 99 just south of Stockton Boulevard, there's a traffic hazard there as well. In other words, stay off of 99. You're probably saying, now she tells me. Well, I apologize. Weather tonight, lows 59. Highs for the next couple of days, 92, 94. And we're at 87 here in the River City. 1320leftchannel.com. Check it out.
We may not have solved America's problems yet, but we're working on it. AM 1320.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's your right to listen to the left.
It's All That Biz with Jim Jacoby on AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel. Brought to you by Metro PCS. Here's Jim.
Good Monday afternoon, everybody. Well, an increase in consumer credit and a disruption in the oil supply pretty much put the kibosh on the market today. The Dow Industrials were down 21 points to 11,219, while the NASDAQ dropped 12 to 2072. In the news, borrowing by U.S. consumers unexpectedly accelerated in June as credit card debt jumped. A Federal Reserve report shows consumer credit or non-mortgage loans to individuals rose by $10.3 billion. It's about 5.5%. To $2.2 trillion. In May, consumer debt increased by about $5.9 billion or so. Most economists were expecting consumer credit to rise by only $3.5 billion in June. Well, British Petroleum, that's known as BP otherwise, is shutting down Alaska's Prudhoe Bay oil field, the largest in the U.S., because of pipeline corrosion and a leak. Cutting supply to the West Coast refineries is sparking new criticism of the company's safety record in its biggest market. Shareholders in the field, cutting for 8% of U.S. output, include ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron. BP said the shutdown may take days to complete. One analyst says this is uncharted territory. There's no way to gauge how long this is going to take. It could be a real disaster to oil prices. And on that news today, BP dropped $2.09 to $70.45. Well, what goes around comes around, I guess. Martha Stewart, who was convicted of lying to federal authorities about a 2001 stock sale, agreed to pay nearly $200,000 to sell a related insider trading probe by the SEC. Stewart, founder of Martha Stewart Living on the Media, will be barred from serving as a director of any public company for 5 years. The agreement allows her to continue to work as a company director in roles that don't involve financial reporting, legal compliance, and, of course, reporting to the SEC. And on that news today, Martha Stewart rose by 8 cents to $16.96. Well, bond market down a little bit today. The 30-year long bond slipped by nearly 3/8 of a point. This boosts the yield on the bellwether to 5.01%. Oil up a lot today, up $2.22 to $76.98 a barrel. And gold jumped by $7.10 to $633.10 the ounce. This is Jim Jacoby from A.G. Edwards for Sacramento's Left Channel, AM 1320.
All That Biz with Jim Jacoby is heard every weekday on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, and is brought to you by Metro PCS. Permission to speak freely.
No more cell phones in movie theaters. Please, you're not a cardiologist on call. You're a putz whose babysitter wants to know where the ketchup is. And then you tell her in the middle of the movie. Sometimes it's so loud in the theater I can barely hear what the black people are yelling at the screen. There is a simple solution. Put your cell phone on vibrate. And then up your All right, new rule. No more celebrating gastric bypass. Carney Wilson, Al Roker, and now Star Jones are all being heralded by the media for stapling their stomachs shut. They shouldn't be. They're not making a brave choice to change. They're giving money to doctors to reroute their ability to turn food into crap.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. We're talking about the Middle East, and I am tired of Israel always getting the bad rap. It's not perfect. It's not a perfect country, but it pulls out of Gaza, made a full withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, back to the international border, gave the Palestinians there a chance to build a new reality for themselves. Then they get hit by Hezbollah, which hides behind civilians, and there's nothing Israel can do that makes it right in the view of a lot of people. So, and then you have a Lebanese photographer who was doctoring photos, and Reuters had to discredit all these photos from him. 349-1320, 866-620-1320. Let's head over to Eric in Roseville. Hi, Eric. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to say that I do agree with you. You know, I used to be much more of a Palestinian supporter. And these days, you know, or I should say any country against Israel back a while back, and I've seen the way they've done much better. They pulled out of Gaza, they pulled out of the West Bank, and I can't see them the same way. I've certainly changed my opinion on them, and I have to agree with you. They've made the honest attempt for peace in that part of the world, and
They've made it repeatedly, and they still keep getting assaulted. And you've got to ask yourself, why did Hezbollah pick this time to lob them over to Israel? Why did they start at this time? What was that all about? What is the real backstory here? I don't think we know.
No, I have no idea. Maybe it was just now they just happened to finally have the ability to do it. I really don't know why now they chose, but as I see what they're doing, there's no excuse for what they're doing, and Israel does have to defend themselves.
Israel does, and it's unfortunate, but there are going to be civilian casualties. I agree with you, Eric. I thank you very much for the call. But the left finds it very fashionable to be anti-Israel. Amir in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
How you doing?
Doing well, Amir.
Love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to say, I really don't think it's not like a Republican hidden point when they say a lasting peace, because no matter what, in years due time, no matter what they put together, if there's violence break out, you'll never know.
I'm not getting your point.
No, what I'm saying is, you know how they say they want, if they do a treaty, a lasting treaty, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Bush and Condoleezza Rice said.
Who knows how many generations from now they're going to finally get a lasting treaty? Forget it. I mean, these people hate each other's guts. That's why it's been so complicated. Yeah. They're all, and they're all Semites. They're all related to each other.
You know, I say it like this. I'm not on either side. Of course, Israel have a right to defend itself. But I tell you, when I listen to people talking, they talking about exterminating the Lebanese. It's almost like the reverse, you know, of what they was doing.
I don't think that Israel's trying to exterminate the Lebanese.
Yeah, well, no. These are Americans talking. When I, I'm watching like C-SPAN and the news. They're talking about they just need to...
you can't exterminate the Lebanese. You got to feel sorry for the Lebanese on this one, Amir. I thank you for the call. And that is that the Lebanese have been really trying in a war-torn society to get themselves together. They spent all this money to be a tourist destination. Beirut's supposed to be quite wonderful. And now this has happened. And it happened because they had a weak government, and Hezbollah took a seat at the table. And Hezbollah decided to do this. Hezbollah does a lot of charity work amongst Arab populations, and if you've been imprisoned by the Israelis, they give you money to keep the families going, and they contribute to hospitals and so forth. I want to, the French ambassador to England has been quoted as calling Israel, and I can't say the word, so I'm going to have to substitute. The word is a barnyard epithet that starts with an S, so I can't say that, or otherwise it's going to cost me $325,000. The French ambassador to England has been quoted as calling Israel a, let's call it, crappy little country. And I got this from one of you. The Middle East has been growing date palms for thousands of years. The average tree is about 18 to 20 feet tall and yields about 38 pounds of dates a year. Israeli date trees are now yielding 400 pounds a year and are short enough to be harvested from the ground or a short ladder. Israel is the 100th smallest country with less than 1,000 of the world population, and yet it can lay claim to the following. The cell phone was developed in Israel by Israelis working in the Israeli branch of Motorola, which has the largest development center in Israel. Now, I didn't know a lot of this stuff, and I got it from somebody who I hope this is all accurate, but I'll continue. Most of the Windows NT and XP operating systems were developed by Microsoft Israel. The Pentium MMX chip technology was designed in Israel at Intel. Both the Pentium 4 microprocessor and the Centrino processor were entirely designed, developed, and produced in Israel. The Pentium microprocessor in your computer was most likely made in Israel. Voicemail technology was developed in Israel. Both Microsoft and Cisco built their only R&D facilities outside the U.S. in Israel. The technology for AOL Instant Messenger ICQ was developed in 1996 by four young Israelis. Israel has the fourth largest air force in the world after the U.S., Russia, and China. In addition to a large variety of other aircraft, Israel's Air Force has an aerial arsenal of over 250 F-16s. This is the largest fleet of F-16 aircraft outside the U.S. Israel's $100 billion economy is larger than all of its immediate neighbors combined. Israel has the highest percentage of the world in the world of home computers per capita. According to industry officials, Israel designed the airline industry's most impenetrable flight security. U.S. officials now look, finally, to Israel for advice on how to handle airborne security threats. Israel has the highest ratio of university degrees to the population in the world. Israel produces more scientific papers per capita than any other nation by a large margin, 109 per 10,000 people, as well as one of the highest per capita rates of patents filed. In proportion to the population, Israel has the largest number of startups in the world. In absolute term, Israel has the largest number of startup companies than any other country in the world except the U.S. With more than 3,000 high-tech companies and startups, Israel has the highest concentration of high-tech companies in the world apart from Silicon Valley. Israel is ranked number 2 in the world for venture capital funds, right behind the U.S. Outside the U.S. and Canada, Israel has the largest number of NASDAQ-listed companies. Israel has the highest average living standard in the Middle East. Per capita income in 2000 was over $17,500, exceeding that of the U.K. On a per capita basis, Israel has the largest number of biotech startups. 24% of Israel's workforce holds university degrees, ranking third in the industrialized world. And the list goes on and on and on. Medicine and highest per capita book reading and so on. So, you know, they started out with a patchy little nothing of desert, and they made something out of it. And they did it with, not a lot going in. And eventually they were able to get support. 349-1320. And everybody hates their guts for it. They hated their guts when they were weak, and so let them off like sheep in the Holocaust, and now they hate them even more when they got stronger. And they are under fire, and they're not performing as well as everybody thought they might. So Hezbollah has really come up. They have come high-tech. And it is a grisly situation with no easy answers. Greg, in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Oh, yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment on something that you said before. Before one of the breaks, you said that the situation in the Middle East is sort of deplorable and there has to be a way to find a lasting peace. But then it's interesting that, whenever people try to talk to you about the other side of the issue, you get very upset, and then you say that, that you sort of defend Israel, which is perfectly valid. But I think that you just sort of hit on the crux of the problem, is that, these are your people, and no matter what you think about anything else, and no matter where your political affiliations lie, these are your people who are being hurt, and then at the end of the day, you'll do anything to support them, and the Arabs are just, acting the same way on their side. And so I think to say this will be...
Yeah, but who started this little battle? Israel pulled out of the Gaza Strip. So why did Hezbollah start to hit them? What was that all about? And what are they supposed to do?
No, exactly. It's moot.
It's like you can't... There's no way to satisfy these people who want you dead. It doesn't matter what you do, they want you dead.
Well, no, I don't. You can't really fault Israel for what it's done. I mean, they basically did the same thing that the Russians did in Reykjavik. They said, here, you can have whatever you want. This is like they offer the PLO... the mother of all deals. They said, you get everything you want. And
that's
then
right.
Arafat had to walk away from the table because he was basically getting what he wanted, and he wouldn't have anything to complain about anymore.
That's right. So how can you deal with these people? All you can do is defend yourself.
But that's the point. You see, the problem is the conflict will never end because no one on either side is willing to truly do something, I guess.
I think that the Israelis were very serious, and I think that the PLO had its own motives, and they want to keep the pot boiling. I think those rich Arab countries could have done more for the Palestinians, and they didn't want to do it because they wanted to keep the pot boiling. And I don't think that Israel should therefore be the bad person or the bad country or the bully in this equation. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the... Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Weather from the left is looking all right tonight. Lows 59. Almost even a little bit of jacket weather. Wear a little sweater tonight. On through the next couple of days, though, our highs will be 92, 94. We are at 89 here in the River City. Interesting in Sacramento, the older that it gets, 4 or 5 o'clock, the warmer that it gets. I've always noticed that. We do have a little bit of traffic southbound 99. It looks like it's speeding up a little bit. Everyone's doing about 20, 25 miles per hour. However, we do have hit and run, no injuries, northbound Cap City Freeway just south of Fulton Avenue. And at Manzanita Avenue and Fair Oaks Boulevard, we have a hit and run is there, stopping traffic. Back with more Enid Live, you can log on to 1320leftchannel.com. Lisa West here for the traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire, it's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Saturdays.
New rule, Jewish people have to start. The Jewish population in America dropped 5% in the last decade, which may explain why this country's finances have gone to. Breed, you sons of Abraham, breed! We need you. Israel needs you. Kobe Bryant, Robert Blake, and Phil Spector need you. Without Jews, who's going to write all those sitcoms about blacks and Hispanics? New rule. Living in a box for 6 weeks doesn't make you a magician, it makes you homeless.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
New rule, one dear to my heart. Lap dancing is a First Amendment right. The L.A. City Council this week banned lap dancing. What is next? Burning books? Lap dancers, or Imagineers, as I like to call them, are artists drawing you into their fantasy world, much like a skilled novelist does. If novelists had perfectly waxed bikini lines. But more importantly, lap dancers are expressing an idea called hope. The hope that someday a skinny young woman with artificial breasts and a navel piercing will want to have sex with you. And without that hope, millions of American men might just as well throw themselves into the sea.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Whether you thought about writing your memoirs or the next great American novel, if you're an aspiring writer, the place to be this summer is the Sacramento State Writers Conference. On August 18th through the 20th, you'll learn to write novels, criticism, memoirs, poetry, plays, and children's books from successful authors in the field. The weekend features keynote speeches from authors John Lesquois and Gail Tsukiyama. That's the Sacramento State Writers Conference, August 18th through the 20th. Register now. For more information, visit cce.csus.edu/writersconference or call 916-278-4433. That's cce.csus.edu/writersconference or 916-278-4433 for information on the Sacramento State Writers Conference.
Talk to Enid now.
We can't have you talking that way. They're probably your
children. 349-1320.
542 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation. We have one line open, 349-1320 or toll-free, 866-626-1320. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the Middle East. I was never a Zionist, and I always stayed away from this whole thing because it's so complicated. There's so, you know, there's a lot of he say, she say on this deal. But I'm going to tell you something. Here is Israel that made itself strong because it had to. And being attacked on all sides, it doesn't matter what it does, because those countries do not want it to be there anymore, and it's not going away. So to be hit by Hezbollah, when Hezbollah hides its rockets among civilians deliberately, so there are going to be civilian casualties, and Israel looks like a big bully. Hezbollah takes and deliberately fills its rockets with nails and ball bearings. It's not necessary, but it inflicts the maximum civilian casualty, the maximum pain. I mean, you know, and when I'm seeing the reporting, I'm seeing Israel looking Lebanon and Hezbollah come out on top, and Israel is hideous in this thing. And then it's just too much to swallow. 349-1320 lines are full. They will open up. Dan, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling from the road between Chico and Sacramento. It's interesting. People forget history when they look at this conflict. I've followed a long time because it's always been an interest for me. We forget that these really are relatives fighting each other, unfortunately. Number two is there's no country in that has their mortal enemy or someone that's going to kill them invite these people to come in and work in your country like the Israelis have done. The only problem they have to send them home and not let them into their borders once in a while because what these Hezbollah and Hamas keep doing, and they have to say, no, they can't come in because they're afraid they're going to come in and wreak havoc in the country. You know, this is total nonsense for people in this country. We didn't support the Jews in World War II. Americans ignored what was happening in the Holocaust in Europe until it got too late to do anything. We had to go to war with Germany, which we could have prevented if we'd have used some brains. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. And I'm totally in agreement with you, Enid. We have not looked at history of this conflict. And they have a right to defend themselves. You know, so they have. But, you know, you've made the list of all these accomplishments of the Israelis. And a lot of these countries like Saudi Arabia and Jordan, they don't want these people to get.
No, they want to stir the pot. They've got plenty of money. They could have helped to rescue the Palestinians. American Jews helped Israel out big time, and the rich Arab countries could have done the same. They didn't want to do it.
You look at the big palaces of the Saudi Arabian sheiks, you know, they're covered with gold and stuff like this. You know, how come they didn't give these people something to do? I mean, these people are just as smart to a certain degree as the Israelis. I mean, they come to America and they make achievements just like the Israelis do. How come they haven't pulled themselves up? How come they haven't done anything other than try to...
Well, they've been... I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is, whether they've been manipulated by other forces to be at perpetual war with and wait for that moment that they've been promised that they're going to come to the forefront. Well, Israel just decided to roll up its sleeves and make it happen. It's not going to come galloping in on a horse. You have got to make it happen. And, Dan, I thank you very much. It was a good analysis.
You're welcome
excellent,
very much.
Excellent. Have a good day. Excellent observations. 349-1320. It opens up one line. If you have only just come to this business 10 minutes ago, then Israel looks like a big bully. And it's very interesting because it's very fashionable among the left now to be anti-Israeli. And according to the Wall Street Journal, those Americans who devised this test, the more anti-Israeli you are, you tend to be the more anti-Semitic you tend to be. Dennis in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Well, you know, I guess for this, I guess if I were Karl Rove and I wanted to make sure the elections go right, I would and had the power to, as a big neocon, I would get the neocons in Israel to do what they're doing now as a way of dividing the left, because especially a very important portion of the left, which is the Jewish American community. Because there are lots of Jewish American Americans right now, I bet they're all set to vote for Bush because he's going to the mat allegedly for.
Well, that's one of their campaign strategies is to be supportive of Israel and hoping to court the Jewish vote. You're right about that, Dennis. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 opens up a line. Bill in Oroville. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Hi, I can't hear you very well, but I'll do the best I can.
I can hear you.
Was the last caller really saying that Karl Rove was trying to stir up the conflict between Hezbollah and Israel?
I did not take it that way. I think what the way I took it was that they are milking it and being supportive of Israel in order to court the Jewish vote. That's the way I understood his point.
Okay, I'll let that go. The thing about Hezbollah, the reporting of the equivalency of what Hezbollah is doing in its fighting
mm-hmm.
with what Israel is doing with its fighting,
mm-hmm.
that's complete nonsense. Number one, Hezbollah is not a sovereign country. It's a terrorist organization.
That's right.
If you view it objectively, some of the Lebanese do not view, of course, Hezbollah as a terrorist organization because they've taken some of the money that Iran has been giving them and helping the people that are poor in the south of Lebanon, the Shiite population primarily. That would be the equivalent of when the Nazis came to power in Germany. A lot of people thought they were doing great things because the economy improved. Meanwhile, they're slowly implementing their fascist policies, and certainly they're implementing a policy to exterminate the Jews. So,
well, you're quite right. You're quite right, Bill. That Hezbollah engages in a lot of charitable work. They give money to people who have lost loved ones in fighting the jihad. They have given money to people whose loved ones are incarcerated. They give money to charities, hospitals, and so on. So they have ingratiated themselves in that way.
But the main bottom line I wanted to get at is that Hezbollah primarily exists for to destroy Israel. That's the reason they exist. That's how they define themselves. We exist because we believe that Israel should not be on the map.
Exactly.
And how can you justify supporting any position that Hezbollah takes when that's the position that they take?
And look what they've done. Hezbollah has been the active agent to destroy Lebanon. Lebanon was getting back on its feet after all those years of war. It was going to be a tourist destination. You have a huge population of Lebanese who live right outside Detroit. And those people go back and forth visiting their cousins and so on. And it was going to be a big tourist spot. And look at Lebanon. It's in shreds.
Yeah, and that's because of the cancer of Hezbollah. I'll let you go. I'm sure you had some other calls.
Thanks very much, Bill. I appreciate yours. 349-1320, one line open, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much, Enid. Our weather from the left is looking so beautiful. A little jacket tonight, 59. Nice and breezy. Maybe some precipitation on this weekend, though 92, 94 for our weather and the high tomorrow. Our traffic still 99 southbound right there by Fruit Ridge Road, Mack Road, Laguna, and Elk Grove. We do have blocked traffic there. Three or four disabled vehicles on the right-hand side. Traffic is just going really slow, so if you can go past that, please do so. Northbound Cap City Freeway, just south of Fulton Avenue. We do have two vehicles that got into it there. And Manzanita Avenue at Fair Oaks Boulevard, a hit and run. No injuries, though emergency vehicles are blocking the lane. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com. We'll be back with more Enid Live. I'm Lisa West with traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
For a limited time at Sleep.
I'll always consider myself the father of four boys, even though two of my sons are gone. Our twins, Kevin and Brian, died when their boat capsized. Bad weather, cold water, and the absence of life jackets contributed to their deaths. If I can help one person avoid the daily heartbreak that my wife and family must endure, then asking you to be responsible on your boat will be well worth my time. Visit BoatSmarter.com, and remember, if it's your boat, it's your responsibility.
It's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. Tubes. Why? Enormous tubes. Massive, massive tubes. It really is the internet consumer bill of rights. Because it got tangled up with all of these things and going on the internet commercially. The world has turned against this. If your own personal internet, that is you and me. You and me is that tubes. The internet is not something that you just dump something on. It's not a big truck.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
It's a series of tubes.
Looking for intense excitement? Don't miss the 7th Annual Mather Mud Run, a boot camp style obstacle course race on Saturday, August the 26th at Mather Field in Rancho Cordova. Join members of all branches of the military, police, and fire departments, and runners of all ages for a day of fun and drills in the mud. Spectators are welcome free of charge, and there's plenty of food and great raffle prizes available. To register or to find out more, go to MatherMudRun.com today.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Remember, we're going to be giving away tickets somewhere in this flea market of a broadcast to the State Fair and two reserved seats to see the Village People in concert. That's Friday, August 25 at 7:30 p.m. We'll get there eventually. We are talking about Israel in the Middle East, and I am furious at the coverage because it splits it down the middle, and our last caller was exactly right. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, and look at what it has done to Lebanon, but somehow the Israelis, it's the Israelis' fault. Always the Israelis' fault. Dave, in Mountain View. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Dave. Are you there?
Throw in just a couple of thoughts. You know, it's become a cliche to say that in the Middle East, perception is everything. But when you look at perception and you look at history, it's clear that in the history of Israel, they've had plenty of opportunities to completely destroy their enemies, both civilian and military, and consistently have warned their enemies, please, please don't get involved, whether it's Jordan and the capture of East Jerusalem, where Jordan was begged not to get involved in the war because Israel said, if you get involved in this, we are going to move in. Please, we do not have a quarrel with you. Jordan joined the war. And you go right forward to now, and I've never really heard of a country in modern history that drops leaflets on the civilian population in the country that's going after, saying, please stay away from these targets because you are going to get killed, and gives people an opportunity to go.
So then why is Israel always a bad guy? What is that all about?
Well, you know, I think that's an age-old question. My sense of the situation is a combination of just general history and anti-Semitism, and I don't mean to suggest that everyone who's anti-Israel is anti-Semitic. I think there's a difference, but I do think that's part of it. I think people are fooling themselves when they don't identify that a majority of the people in the world who are opposed to Israel are also in one way or another opposed to Jews. So I think that's number one. And I think number two is kind of what you were talking about earlier, about the success of a relatively strong, small country in terms of demographics and population in a part of the world that unfortunately for centuries has had problems. So I think it's a combination of a democratic state run by a very small minority in the world that has had inordinate power. And I think if you go back in history, going back centuries, Jews have consistently run into that problem.
I got an email from a friend that was going around saying, we don't want to be the chosen people anymore. You know what? We don't want to renew that contract. It's a little hard.
Yeah, you know, and I can understand the sentiment, but I think at the end of the day, when you have a country like Israel and a people like Jews that have had this success while at the same time not advancing either a religion or a culture that seeks world domination and seeks conquering its enemies, you're going to have this kind of conflict. But I've enjoyed listening to the discussion. I look forward to continuing as I drive through the area.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call. 349-1320. Jim in, let me see if I've got it. Jim in Carmichael. Hi, you're live with Enid. What's happening here? I can't access Jim. Let's see if I can do it now. There you go. Hi, Jim. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Jim.
Hey.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel, streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. BP says its oil field in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, will be out of action while they replace 16 miles of corroded pipeline.
We're going to take down the entire field until we can confirm the integrity of these lines. Over time, that could result in you know, the loss of about 400,000 barrels a day of production.
That's 8% of the U.S. total, enough to push prices higher. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitaker.
The American consumer will start to feel the pinch almost right away. You'll feel it and see it most significantly at the gas pump. Right now, BP says they have no idea how long the field will be off. It could be weeks. It could be months. And if that happens, the American consumer will feel this right on into the home heating time coming up this fall.
The Energy Department says a gasoline shortage is not likely, but if necessary, it's prepared to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The Lebanese government is asserting itself now, rejecting a ceasefire unless it's coupled with an Israeli withdrawal. And CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan in Beirut reports officials are now committing their military to the cause.
Lebanon's cabinet agreed to send as many as 15,000 troops from the Lebanese army down to the south to essentially reassert control over some of those largely Hezbollah areas. The problem, though, most people agree that the Lebanese army is fairly weak, is not likely to be able to do much of anything, least of all prevent Hezbollah from rearming itself. But it is a move that both the UN and Israel have been asking Lebanon to do for quite some time.
The Bush administration calls for a ceasefire with Israeli forces in place.
I'm Peter Mayer in Crawford, Texas. President Bush wants UN action as soon as possible, but he says it will take international pressure on key players to end the conflict.
And the actions of Hezbollah, through its sponsors of Iran and Syria, are trying to stop that advance of democracy. Hezbollah launched this attack.
The president has a cool response to Lebanese calls for the immediate withdrawal of Israeli troops, warning that could create a power vacuum. And there's still a diplomatic minefield over how a ceasefire would unfold. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Crawford, Texas.
Nine people died today. At least 12 were injured when an SUV crammed with suspected illegal immigrants overturned in the Arizona desert. The Border Patrol says the driver was trying to avoid a highway checkpoint. About 100 workers at a Wisconsin cheese factory pooled their money for lottery tickets. Now they're sharing a very big win.
My friend Ellen called me and she said, have you heard anything? And it's like, no. She goes, I heard we won the Powerball. It's like, no way.
Way. One of their tickets won the $208 million jackpot, and those workers are starting to make plans.
Where do you live? Plymouth. So, in an apartment. Not for much longer.
Some say they might quit their jobs with Sargento cheese. On Wall Street today, the Dow Industrials lost 20 points to close at 11,219, the NASDAQ down 12 points at 2,072. This is CBS News.
If you want someone to tell you what you want to hear, we're not the place. But if you want someone to tell it like it is, come to Match.com.
You need to start making some different decisions and embracing some different strategies to get what you want.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. We'll show you who. He'll show you how. So come see what Match.com can do for you. Match.com, the number one site for love.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar. Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
Has your computer been infected? Has someone tried to steal your money with some online scheme? You're not alone, according to a new Consumer Reports survey. Larry Maggott is our CBS News technology consultant.
A big portion of our population has been affected by some type of cybercrime, especially if you include spyware, viruses, and illegal spam messages. I think it's fair to say that it's reaching epidemic proportions.
And it's taking a toll on the economy.
Many consumers don't know how to fix the problems that are created by spyware, viruses, and other malicious software. So they have to pay somebody to fix it. And multiplied by millions of users, that can add up to billions of dollars.
Consumer Reports estimates the loss at $8 billion over the last 2 years. Hugh Hefner denies a report that he suffered a mini-stroke. The 80-year-old founder of Playboy insists he's in very good health. Saturday night, he hosted a lingerie party and only packed it in early because his girlfriend had a cold. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
when you want it.
Sunny day with tonight's AccuTerra forecast.
And folks, wasn't it just a perfect day for a terror alert? Bone chilling in the morning, clear and present danger in the afternoon, tapering off into cold sweats at night. Tomorrow, AccuTerra is predicting 100% chance of a really big terror alert to take our mind off bad economic news. An Al-Qaeda cell coming down from Canada into here, the Great Lakes regions, the folks in the Detroit and Saginaw. You might want to put on that extra layer of Kevlar. Our exclusive AccuTerra radar is picking up a lot of chatter out here in the Denver area. So stay away from chemical plants, nuclear facilities, and of course, the French fries at Arby's. Here in the West, some light showers of ammonium nitrate, a little sarin gas are possible in the Los Angeles area, but don't expect loss of life. The Santa Anas are going to push all that nasty gunk out. Here's your 5-day. Yellow, bluish yellow, yellow again, yellow gradually becoming orange, and orange back into yellow. And we've got an orangish red weekend on tap, so be sure to have plenty of bottled water and canned goods on hand. And that's Terra. All right, make it a great day.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
More buzz than an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
6:06, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to hour 4 of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. And you can join the conversation a variety of ways. You can email me, enid@kctc.com. All calls are toll free. If you're in the 916 area code, 349-1320. And if you're not, 866-626-1320. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. And your homework assignment is to tell 3 to 5 of your friends every day that Enid Live exists. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, you will have a forum to air your thoughts. We might cuff each other around, but then it makes for a more vibrant conversation, I think. We're going to be giving away 2 tickets sometime in this hour to the State Fair at Cal Expo and 2 reserved seats to see the Village People in concert. And that's for Friday night, 7:30 p.m., August 25. So we'll be doing that. We have been having a really vibrant conversation, as a matter of fact, about Israel. And I am not happy about the way the reporting is going on because, and especially the left. The left is finds... I guess it's become very anti, it's become very fashionably anti-Israel. And if you just tuned into the story then, and you don't know any of the history, then Israel looks like a big bully. It's a tiny little country surrounded by people who have wanted it dead consistently. In the peace accords, when Yasser Arafat was given everything he wanted, the whole story still walked away from the deal. And Bill Clinton famously said about Yasser Arafat that he was a guy who never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. If you're looking at some of the reporting, here's some of it now. 55 are killed in attacks on Lebanon today, but they don't say what Hezbollah has done to Israel. They don't say that they deliberately pack their rockets and missiles with ball bearings and nails to inflict maximum civilian damage. It's not reported very much that Hezbollah hides its weapons with among civilians and in apartment buildings and hospitals. Its offices are lodged in apartment buildings so that if Israel wants a target Hezbollah, there are going to be civilian casualties. I mean, Hezbollah does this deliberately. It is a terrorist organization. It is not a state. It is dedicated to eradicating Israel. So what's Israel supposed to do? And why is Israel the bad guy here? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. We've also been talking about the arena. We've been talking about Schwarzenegger, the gubernatorial race. And one of the questions I asked, apparently Dan Walters' take on it, is that the race is going to hinge on true independent voters, not those who lean one way or the other, but the true independents, maybe 10% of the voting population. And my question is, if you are an independent, which way are you going to go for your true independent? And the other question I want to ask you is, what has Arnold done for us? Why was he a good leader? What did he do in these last couple of years? Anything very palpable? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Ann Coulter, they were going to pull her column in a Southern newspaper, and everybody screamed about it. But when they analyzed all the screams, here's what they found out. They found out that most of the screams came from out of state, and there were only a handful of people who were actually readers of her column in this Louisiana newspaper. So for now, they're going to keep her. But she is really just the worst. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Rob in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I
agree with you on a great majority of occasions when I've listened to you. You know, I do try to listen as often as I can. But I wanted to say how strongly I disagree with you on this one issue. It was 30 years ago that I spent the summer working on a kibbutzim, actually just outside of Kiryat Shmona, Yishlon Heights. And I have been a longtime supporter of Israel, and I continue to be. I think that the Israeli people need to be protected. And yet I am absolutely convinced that what Israel is doing now is entirely counterproductive.
But because?
Yes.
Because why?
Because the end result is not going to be to destroy Hezbollah. The end result will not be to give greater protection to the Israelis, and particularly those who are within striking distance of their rockets. The end result will only be to make the matters worse. And I think that if Israel can be more tailored in its response.
All right, if you were the Prime Minister of Israel and you pull out of the West Bank and you get hit by Hezbollah, what would you do?
How did they get hit in your hypothetical?
I'm asking you just exactly what went down. What would you do? You run the country. How would you respond? What would you do that would be more productive?
I understand that there was a firefight at the northern border of Israel and two soldiers taken and that several were wounded. In that circumstance, I would do everything in my power to avoid an all-out military conference.
What would you do? You are the Prime Minister. I want a concrete plan of what you do when you are hit by Hezbollah or your troops are snatched away. What do you do when you are head of state?
If I were head of state and if I was Olmert, I think probably what I would have done is to utilize the Israeli commandos, which are superior. They are amazing. And try to do everything that I could to locate where those soldiers were being hidden and to utilize all of my intelligence and see if I couldn't get them.
Well, that's a pretty good plan. That's a pretty good plan. I wouldn't fault you on that plan.
Secondly, what I would have done is I would have tried to exert maximum diplomatic pressure so that the world can see that Israel is not the bad guy.
What diplomatic pressure are you going to exert when Syria and Iran are arming Hezbollah and Lebanon is too weak to keep it out? What are you going to do there?
Well, I certainly would try to avoid creating a more debilitated Lebanese.
I like your plan. I like your plan about the commandos, and there might have been a way to support Lebanon, but I think it's a Hobson's choice.
You're saying it is. I would try to use military where it was appropriate to meet particular ends, but I would not use the option that's being used now because I am convinced that Hezbollah is not going to be destroyed by this process, which would be good if that was the end result, but it's not going to be. Secondly, Nasrallah is going to be more revered by radical Islamists, and that can't be good for Israel. Thirdly, this Lebanese state is going to be more compatible to radical elements like Hezbollah, not less, by this action. So I would have been much more surgical in my actions than what's going on.
Well, I do not fault you, and it sounds like a really good plan. A surgical plan, the commandos plan, snatching them back is a good plan. But diplomatically, I don't know what you could do.
Well, right now the
and you are right that all of this strengthens Hezbollah and makes Nasrallah, you know, a god among a certain faction. But what I am concerned about is in all the reporting here, Israel continues to be the bad guy. It's always the bad guy, and what's intriguing to me is that the left thinks that Israel is the bad guy.
Well, I consider myself strongly and proudly on the left, and I hate having to deal with this kind of discussion because there are so many people who are given ammunition by the overreaction, in this case, in my opinion, of the Israeli military. And I do not believe that it is productive. The end result can't be good.
Well, you may very well be right about that. And what you had is an attempt to bait Israelis, which is exact. Hezbollah knew that the moment it baited Israel would come, would be fierce in its response.
Absolutely.
And they were doing it for a particular reason. Now, what the full backstory is, I'll be very interested to see how that all emerges, because it's not clear to me yet what the real reasons were for the baiting at this time, what the timing was, why now.
I don't know. If I knew, then I probably wouldn't be in the position I am. But I think they were baiting Israel, and Israel shouldn't have taken the bait.
Well, you may be right about that. And the surgical response, the response of commandos and special ops and all of that, that would have been pretty good, but it didn't happen.
Thanks a lot.
You are very welcome, Rob. I thank you for the call. Good point. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One of the things that we have been talking about is that in the Wall Street Journal there was Mel Gibson was a catalyst for this. But the headline is, "How do you spot an anti-Semite? Ask about Israel." And it turns out a couple of Americans did a study, and they did it. They were looking at about 5,000 people, some of them Europeans, and they determined that the more negative you are about Israel, very often there's a high correlation, not always, but very often there's a high correlation with being anti-Semitic. So, you know, you tread on that. You wonder where the line is. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And one other thing I want to bring up here. In the last year, this is sort of something that has happened under the radar. 15 states have enacted laws that expand the right of self-defense, allowing crime victims to use deadly force in situations that might formerly have subjected them to prosecution for murder. Supporters call them stand your ground laws. Opponents call them shoot first laws. Florida is the one that set the model for these laws. The Florida law, which served as a model for the others, gives people the right to use deadly force against intruders entering their homes. People no longer need to prove that they feared for their safety, only that the person they killed had intruded unlawfully and forcefully. The law also extends this principle to vehicles. In addition, the law does away with an earlier requirement that a person attacked in a public place must retreat if possible. Now, that same person, in the law's words, quote, has no duty to retreat and has the right to stand his or her ground and meet force with force, including deadly force. The law also forbids the arrest, detention, or prosecution of the people covered by the law, and it prohibits civil suits against them. One law professor said, in effect, the law allows citizens to kill other citizens in the defense of property. Your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and of course, the NRA is behind these laws, and they want to expand these laws to more states than the 15 where they presently exist. Assam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Assam, you got to have your radio off. All right, never mind. You cannot keep your radio on when you call this program. We have a delay. David in Shingle Springs. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. David.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Is it Enid?
Yes, it is. Welcome.
Okay, sorry, I can barely hear you. This is David. Enjoy your program. You may recall I talked to you a few weeks ago about this very same topic, about the anti-Israel is really a front for not subtle or not so subtle anti-Semitism.
I think in a lot of cases maybe it is.
Well, I think all I have to do is go 90 miles west to the Bay Area, and I think the most vitriolic anti-Semitism I've experienced is not necessarily in some remote parts of Idaho, but is actually in the People's Republic of Berkeley and other places where I was there, for example, at Sproul Plaza, where there was a demonstration and there was discussion of this issue, and the plaza was filled with PLO flags, and an Israeli professor tried to get up and give a talk, and he was shouted down. He was not allowed to voice his opinion. So there's a fascism, obviously, of the right, which we're used to, but I guess what more surprising is the fascism on the left that doesn't allow for the interchange. And you all have to do is look at the
What is the fascism on the left all about? I don't get what it is. Coming from the left, because there are a lot of Jews on the left. So
it's not coming from the Jews. It's coming from the non-Jewish people on the left. I think you look at Look at Bernie Ward or Ray Taliaferro. They're virulently anti-Israel, and I suspect, knowing, especially with Bernie Ward, I think he's anti-Semitic. He said in the past, I think I brought this up to you, that Judaism is an inferior religion to Christianity, at which a point which he had to later apologize for. And I think the Wall Street, although I'm not a big fan of the Wall Street Journal, I think that that survey is not surprising to me that when you scratch the surface of this anti-Israel rhetoric, really reveals subtle and or not so subtle anti-Semitism.
Well, David, I thank you very much for calling in.
Can I make a recommendation?
Yeah, go ahead.
I would say if you have read a book that I think is very helpful for you and readers, is The Plot Against America by Philip Roth. And I think you'll learn, I think in that book shows that very subtle changes in the country can balloon into...
It's fiction, and Philip Roth is a wonderful writer. So The Plot Against
The Plot Against America. Nobody's read that book. It's a premise based on it. Lindbergh had won the presidency in 1940, and the changes that occurred in the country, and how suddenly over time a country which is was sort of an egalitarian place turned into sort of fomented into virulent anti-Semitism, and very realistic plot, and I would recommend that to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Phil Proth is a wonderful writer, and thanks very much, David. I appreciate your call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Miss Lisa West.
Well, we could check it together if you'd like, Enid. We have beautiful weather sweaters. And she, you know what, you guys? Enid always wears like a longer sleeve and pulls it up. And this is perfect weather for her. Am I right?
It is.
I know.
Non-three-digit temperature weather. Perfect weather for me.
You know what? And ever since I was a kid, I love running through the snow barefoot. That's just me.
Well, let's see if we can trick some in from the mountain.
I've been trying. Dang it. Anyway, our traffic, though, is looking as well. Good. Finally. Northbound 99, southbound 99, both speeding up back to 5560. Southbound 99 just south of eastbound Florin Road, though we do have a traffic hazard, but not slowing traffic. And northbound Cap City Freeway on Watt Avenue. We have a vehicle on the right-hand side of the road. Back with more Enid Live. This is Lisa West for traffic and weather from the left at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Guitar, mandolin.
Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, is Showdown at Cache Creek 2. The 8 action-packed mixed martial arts match card features in the main event Mike Whitehead from Spike's Ultimate Fighter 2 against Zane Frazier from UFC 1 and 9. Plus special guest appearances by 3-time UFC champion Dan the Beast Severn and MMA legend Boss Rutten. Live from Cache Creek Casino Resort on Friday, September 15th, visit cachecreek.com for more details.
New rule. No more whining about the French. At least they're standing up to the Bush administration, which is more than I can say for the Democrats. And by the way, it doesn't make me un-American to say I'd rather live in Paris than in places where cheese only comes in individually wrapped slices. New rule. Secretary Ridge, we know you're running this huge Orwellian organization. There's no need to rub our face in it. New rule. No gay fraternities. Apparently there are now dozens of them. Why bother? If you're gay, you already have a much better way of bonding with another man than the chug-a-lug. A dirty show this week.
Laughing at the truth. AM 1320.
Care of myself. Making the decisions that are right for me. We're informed. Prepared. Just in case.
We're starting a family. And we're so excited.
I'm using protection.
Definitely. Getting tested too.
To be sure.
At Planned Parenthood, we are here for you.
With high quality personal care.
At an affordable cost.
Take care of yourself.
For a wide range of health information and services, call 1-800-230-PLAN.
Shaking up the Weasel Empire. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
The 6:25 on the Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Love Channel. We've been talking about a lot of things, and we have tickets to give away. And I'm not happy about the coverage about Israel, because I think it makes Israel... I think it's a vehicle for a lot of anti-Semitism to come out. And I'm interested to see that the left has taken a very anti-Israel position. And when I hear Mike Malloy, which I think he's taken an anti-Israel position, I don't know for sure because I'm only hearing bits and pieces of it. I'm wondering about that. What's that all about? I like Mike Malloy, but what is that all about? Why is Israel so bad and Hezbollah is supposed to be so good? I don't get it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Assam in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and I'm glad your radio is finally down. What's on your mind?
Yes, I love listening to you for the last couple of days. I actually had mistaken your, when Air America changed stations.
Yes.
And then we got kind of fooled. We stayed at 1240, and then we're getting all kind of strange opinions. But I really wanted to ask, I'm glad that you guys were talking about if I was the Prime Minister of Israel, what I would do. Everyone is talking about Israel like that, is for a number of reasons, one of which is over 10,000 people inside the prisons. Land has not been given back. I mean, you'll have to remember that Israelis, or Jews, and Arabians are the closest people, even genetically speaking. They're cousins.
Yes, they're all Semites. But tell me what your point is. There are a lot of people in jail because they all want to kill Israel, and Israel's not going anywhere. So you know what? Make peace with it, get over it, and work together would be a good plan.
Exactly. But we have a problem. The problem is the governments of the Middle East in general. They're unelected. They have no allegiance but to their pockets. And this is what happens, is when money rules, this is what happens.
All right. So if you were the prime minister, what would you do?
I wouldn't really sit down. I think the whole area is waiting for someone to actually be the elder, sit down, and talk.
I'm throwing up my hands. Yes, in principle, sounds like a perky idea. But how many presidents, American brokers, power brokers, presidents, have sat down, have had peace talks, have done this, have done that, and nothing ever happens, nothing changes? It's just an exercise. I'm not saying that they shouldn't indulge in it, but so far nothing has changed. And you don't have right now anybody who wants to act as a power broker, and you don't have right now anybody who wants a power broker to act. So you're stuck.
Well, again, you're stuck because you're dealing with the wrong people. Those people are not elected. They cannot speak for the people of the area. Majority of the people of the area, believe me, they wanted peace.
I'm sure they want peace, but the Lebanese government is so weak that Hezbollah took a significant position in Lebanon, and Lebanon was powerless, and now Lebanon is somewhat in rubble, and you have Syria and Iran who are main actors. I mean, the whole thing is amazingly complicated. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Israel is the only country in the world that entered the 21st century with a net gain in its number of trees, made more remarkable because this was achieved in an area considered mainly desert. Israel has more museums per capita than any other country. Israeli scientists developed the first fully computerized, no radiation diagnostic instrumentation for breast cancer. An Israeli company developed a computerized system for ensuring proper administration of medications, thus removing human error from medical treatment. Every year in the U.S. hospitals, 7,000 patients die from treatment mistakes. Israel's Given Imaging developed the first ingestible video camera, so small it fits inside a pill, used to view the small intestine from the inside, cancer and digestive disorders. Researchers in Israel developed a new device that directly helps the heart pump blood, an innovation with the potential to save lives among those with heart failure. The new device is synchronized with the camera, and it helps doctors diagnose heart's mechanical operations through a sophisticated system of sensors. Israel leads the world in number of scientists and technicians in their workforce, with 145 25 per 10,000, as opposed to 85 in the U.S., over 70 in Japan, and fewer than 60 in Germany. With over 25% of its workforce employed in technical professions, Israel places first in this category as well. A new acne treatment developed in Israel. The Clearlight device produces a high-intensity, ultraviolet, light-free, narrow-band blue light that causes acne bacteria to self-destruct, all without damaging surrounding skin or tissue. An Israeli company was the first to develop and install a large-scale solar-powered and fully functional electricity-generating plant in Southern California's Mojave Desert. So all of the above was done, and I've read this now in three installments, so there are lots and lots of things that Israel has done well. All of the above Israel has accomplished while engaged in regular wars with an implacable enemy that seeks its destruction and an economy continuously understrained by having to spend more per capita on its own protection than any other country on earth. So your thoughts about that, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Remember, the Jews were thought very weak when they were led off to the Holocaust in World War II, and now that they have become very strong, they are hated just as much. And Israel becomes the bully, and the left sees it as a fashionable cause. And somehow there's an equivalency between what Israel is doing and what Hezbollah is doing. And Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. So you explain this to me. I don't really get it. And we're also talking about 15 states expanding the right to shoot in self-defense. This is stand-your-ground laws at the NRA, shoot-first laws, in which the law now allows, in these 15 states, citizens to kill other citizens in defense of, not their lives, but property. I don't know if it's a good idea or if it's not a good idea, but you may have some thoughts about this, and the NRA wants to expand these laws into more states than the 15 where they presently are. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Thank you very much. Lows tonight right around 59 for our weather from the left. Tomorrow highs 92, 93. We might see some precipitation on through the weekend. Actually, I can hardly wait. It'll be kind of nice. Tomorrow highs near 94. Northbound I-5 at 16. We have a traffic hazard stopping traffic on into Sacramento. In South Sac, southbound 99, just south of Sutterville Road, we have two cars that got into it there. And northbound Cap City Freeway on Watts Avenue, a vehicle stalled and stopping traffic there as well. Log on to 1320leftchannel.com, and as you do this, you can find out more traffic and weather for the next 10 days. Everything Enid, Scott and Sims, whatever we're doing here at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
So hot today in New York City, that naked guy on the subway was screaming, "Who's crazy now?" Hot down in Washington, D.C., Dick Cheney replaced his pacemaker with an ice maker. Wow. Is that hot? It's so hot, Christie Brinkley is now dating Ben and Jerry.
Whoa!
It's so hot today, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush told Al Roker to stop doing that. That's what he said. That's what President Bush said at the G8 summit. He was overheard using a dirty language at the G8 summit. And not only that, later he was ejected for headbutting.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Laughing at the truth, AM 1320.
Sheehan, George Bush, Dick Cheney, and others launched a war that took my son's life. Strong evidence suggests that in promoting the war, they lied to Congress and the American people, and that in conducting the war, they have targeted civilians, hospitals, and journalists, used illegal weapons, imprisoned without charge, tortured and spied on Americans without court approval. Ask your Congress member to begin impeachment proceedings against George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Sponsored by AfterDowningStreet.org.
It's the best bike vacation ever. 3 days of cycling in the Sierra foothills, camping under the stars, catered gourmet meals, entertainment, and in-camp activities. It's the 20th annual Emigrant Trails Bike Trek, Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. This excellent adventure attracts over over 400 bicycle riders and help support Breathe California Sacramento's efforts to improve air quality in our area and to work to eliminate lung disease. Make your plans now and start raising much-needed funds by registering today at sacbreathe.org or by calling 916-444-5900. You can ride as an individual or put together a team of co-workers or friends. Travel at your own pace through stunning scenery, then relax in a camp with massage, yoga, or a beverage from the cantina. Free training rides prepare you for the best bike vacation ever. The 20th Annual Immigrant Trails Bike Trek, September 8th through September 10th. 3 days of cycling, camping, and fun. Go to sacbreathe.org or call 916-444-5900 and sign up today.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the Monday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. I want to add this to the conversation. There is a new book out called Without Precedent. It's the inside story of the 9/11 Commission by the people who chaired it. And one of the things that's emerging from this thing is that the independent federal commission investigating 9/11 attacks did not pursue, and they admit this, did not pursue a tough enough line of questioning with former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani during a hearing 2 years ago because its members feared public anger if they challenged him. This is according to a new book written by the panel's leaders. My question is, what do you mean they feared public response? Weren't they there to do a job? They should have done the job, and they should have done the job properly. So why are you soft on somebody when the answers are necessary in this inquiry? Why go soft on somebody? Because they feared public response. I think that is, how do you ever get at the truth of something? You have to be fearless about public response. You have to do the job. You have to get at the truth of something and not be looking at your 9/11 commission as a public relations apparatus. Your thoughts about this? 349-1320. And then they write a book about it saying, well, we went soft on him. Bad enough to do it and worse to admit it. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. What kind of a commission is this? I mean, they got at some of the truth, but they didn't get at enough of it. Tom in Sacramento. Hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Tom.
Oh, hi. Yeah, you know, I think it's unfair to, you know, the media calls Hezbollah terrorists, but they don't call Israel terrorists. You know, let's take a look at this.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this is an equivalent situation? Israel is a state, and Hezbollah is not a state. It's a terrorist group. So you're going to tell me that they're both equivalent?
Let's take a look at the bombing of the King David Hotel in 1947 before Israel was a state.
Don't go back to 1947 before Israel was a state. The year now, Tom, it's going to come as a major surprise to you, is 2006. And the state of Israel is a state, and Hezbollah is a terrorist organization dedicated to the eradication of Israel. And you're going to tell me that these two are on the same page? Give me a break. Read a history book.
I've read the history books. You read the history books. If the Jewish financiers didn't buy...
Oh, the Jewish financiers. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Anti-Semitism. Tell me how you're not anti-Semitic, Tom. I'd like to hear it.
I have nothing. I'm not anti-Semitic.
Oh, you are anti-Semitic. The Jewish financiers. Give me another cliche. Think you can summon one out of your front pocket there?
Certainly. Yeah.
Huh?
The Arabs loved us until 1947. As our support of Israel is why we're being attacked. We would not be hated by the Arabs if it wasn't for our support of Israel.
You're not right about that. That's what they say, but that's not right. So therefore, let's not support Israel. You're putting Hezbollah and Israel on the same page. I mean, you know, get a grip, Tom. Read a book. Read the newspaper. 349-1320. 866-626-1320. See that high correlation between anti-Israel and big-time anti-Semitism. You heard it right here. Tim, in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Hey, Tim.
Yeah. Are you marketing Israel? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're actually marketing Israel. I think you're...
Tell me what the... Tim, let's keep it to an actual conversation if you think you can, if you think you're up to the task. And tell me what the point is you'd like to make.
Israel is killing people right and left.
Yes, and who started it?
right. Stop.
And what is Hezbollah doing? Are they killing people right and left also?
They've been killing people for 50 years.
Yes, and who started it this time? Israel pulled out of Gaza and the West Bank, and who started it? Did Hezbollah start it? It started it, didn't it, Tim?
See how you are? Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting for you to make a cogent point. Do you think you can do it?
Say that again?
That's all right. That's all right, Tim. We'll try it another time, and I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I mean, if you have a better response, please, I'd like to hear it. All right, we're going to give away some tickets right now. This second, we have two tickets to the State Fair and two reserved seats to see the Village People in concert on Friday, August 25th at 7:30 p.m. You be the third caller, 1-2-3 caller, and 349-1320, 866-626-1320. If you're the third caller, you win these tickets, but here's the catch. You got to be, you got to pick them up here at 5345 Madison Avenue at our luxurious studios. Prizes cannot be mailed. We are open 8:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday, and on Thursdays until 7. You have to present a valid ID to claim the prize. One winner per household every 30 days, and the prize is not transferable. No substitute prize is offered. So you be the third caller, and you win these tickets to the State Fair. And two reserved seats to see the Village People in concert. And let's just see. I bet these are worth a little bit here, huh? And what does it cost to go to the State Fair? I don't know, but I think these are a really nice gift in our flea market that is Enid Live. There you are. I think we have a winner. When we do, I will announce the name. Okay, one of the things we're also talking about, and I haven't even gotten to how Doolittle is even in bigger soup than he was before. Editorial in the headline, truly shameful, Doolittle tries to whip up anti-immigrant sentiment with a bogus email poll. Turns out that Jack Abramoff has donated more cash to Doolittle. And then in a very big front page story, in Sunday's New York Times, Brent Wilkes, and by the way, I told you that Lawrence Wright would be the cover book in the New York Times book review on Sunday, and he was, and he will be our guest. He's written a book about 9/11 and Al-Qaeda, and he will be our guest, we hope, in mid-August. It looks like he will be joining us. Brent Wilkes, who is one of the miscreants here in the... he's in the soup because... He's been accused of bribing various Congress people and so on in order to get federal contracts. But he says they extort him. So that's the way this has shaken down. That he said he has been extorted. And one of the persons that he was giving money to was Deep Doo Doo Doolittle. Yes, that very guy. So in addition to Jack Abramoff giving Doolittle money, then you have Brent Wilkes greasing Doolittle's palm and greasing his pockets and making him just like as greasy as an old pig. I want to congratulate Lamont from Sacramento. He won the tickets for the State Fair at Cal Expo and two reserved seats to see the Village People in concert on Friday, August 25 at 7:30 p.m. So 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Farshad in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Okay, that I don't know if this decision is still any left or not with you commenting. You call anybody who deserves to with your anti-Semite when you can't do that with me because I'm a Semite too. I mean, it's obvious.
Well, Farshad, tell me what the point is that you would like to make.
The point is that it's obvious that Israel is on the wrong side. Israel has been a terrorist country for a long time to come. And you go
wait, is Hezbollah a terrorist organization?
Pardon me?
Is Hezbollah a terrorist organization?
It's no less than Israel. No less than Israel.
So Hezbollah is a terrorist organization, and it lobs missiles at Israel. So what's Israel supposed to do?
Begin was trying to assassinate the foreign power, the foreign monarch.
But Farshad, what is Israel supposed to do when nobody wants it to exist and they're dedicated to its extermination and it's not going anywhere, so it's defending itself?
they're killing people over there. And
yeah, and so is Hezbollah is killing people, putting nails and ball bearings into its missiles in case a few civilians get aren't splattered to death.
A few civilians. Israel has been beating Palestine left, right, and just because not.
And the Palestinians haven't been taking it out on Israel. The Arabs haven't been attacking Israel. They're always attacking Israel.
Oh, Israel, oh, really?
Yeah, so what's your problem? Maybe they could all live together in happy harmony. How about that?
It's on an occupied land. Do you understand this? It's not theirs. They got
to. So they have to leave? You're saying they have to leave?
Absolutely.
No, they're not leaving. Farshad, you know what? Take a sleeping pill. They're never leaving. So you got to figure out a way to live in harmony. They're not going away.
Wait.
Farshad, they are not leaving. I'm going to tell you this straight from the horse's mouth. Israel's not going anywhere. So why doesn't everybody figure out a way to live in harmony?
Well, yeah, I agree too. I want that too. But Israel is not living up.
Israel's not going away because Israel's not going away and its neighbors don't want her there, and so they're always at war. But if the neighbors finally said, you know, it's our new neighbor, we're going to have to figure out a way to make this work out, it could work out.
Listen, the land that they're letting those people live like an animal is the most crowded land in the world.
Yeah, so how come all these rich Arab countries haven't helped the Palestinians? And Israel has tried to help the Palestinians, and for its trouble, it has been maligned by the Palestinians, and it has been assaulted by the Palestinians. So please don't blame Israel for its problems.
I think Israel can help Palestinians by getting out of there. That's what they want.
But they're not going anywhere, Farshad. Farshad, listen. You know what? Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Israel's not going anywhere. So figure out a way that everybody can live together in happy harmony, happily ever after. Marcus in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Howdy.
Hi, Marcus. Welcome.
Yes, I'm a pagan and a religious scholar for some 40 years.
Yes.
And so I don't have a dog in this fight between Jews, Christians, and Muslims.
Yes.
But what you have is three religions, each claiming to be the one true right and only way, and all three claiming that God gave them the same piece of dirt. Now, basically, the fight will end when one of them succeeds in exterminating the other.
Well, I have to agree here with Bill Maher that religion is a disease. I mean, these people are fighting in the name of... And then you have people in this country wearing T-shirts that want to annihilate homosexuals and saying God told them to wear those T-shirts too, so...
Yeah, well, you see, we pagans don't fight over religion ideology. We just fight over resources.
I think the Jews would be happy to have everybody live in happy harmony there.
I suspect what Jews would consider happy harmony, the Palestinians or even the Muslims in the area wouldn't consider happy harmony. It's kind of like the Americans.
No, they want them gone.
Yeah.
You heard our last caller. He says they're on occupied lands and they got to go away. Well, they're not going away.
Right. So.
What are you going to do?
The fighting will continue until the Jews succeed in exterminating the Palestinians or the other way around, and that's when it'll end. Because
I hope you're not right about that. I hope that they figure out a way to work it out before they blow each other's brains out.
They can't, because each one has been given the ground by God, and they would be committing blasphemy to let the other satanic group take it over. So you've got three groups that each regard the other two groups as some manifestation of opposition to God. I mean, where did Israel get that land the first time? There were Canaanites on it. Yahweh said, go kill those people and take this land. And essentially, it's happening again.
Well, it would be nice to be able to practice a real politic and realize that, look, everybody's going to be there, nobody's leaving, and you've got to figure out a way to make this thing work. Marcus, I thank you for your observations there. Excellent. 349-1320. Linda in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Hi, Linda.
Oh, Carmichael. Yes.
Oh, all right. Welcome.
You were talking earlier about the accomplishments of Israel.
Yes.
And you were talking.
And I'm sure there are many major accomplishments in the Arab countries as well.
Right. Well, but I mean, it's very. These are very. I mean, it's a lot to have accomplished since 1949.
Yes, it is, and it's a lot to have accomplished when you've been at war too, practically continuously since that time.
Mm-hmm. You talked about home ownership.
No, I didn't. I did not talk about home ownership.
You said home ownership, something about home ownership.
No, I didn't. But tell me what your point is.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, with all of that, why is it that we taxpayers in the U.S. are still subsidizing Israel with millions and millions of dollars every year? I mean, Israel does sound like it's kind of on its feet and up and running, and it's time for us to turn our charity maybe somewhere else.
Well, I don't know. I don't know why that is, but someone who's more astute about foreign policy matters could answer that question.
Oh, okay.
All right, Linda. Yes, okay. Thanks very much for doing it. 349-1320, 866-620, 61320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the Monday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together from the left with Lisa West.
Well, it certainly is a Monday, Enid, let me tell you.
Why, what does that mean? Is it bad on the roads?
No, I think some of the callers and the weather and, you know what, yes, the roads are Monday roads. 99 South Bend, I mentioned earlier, I was thinking that it was clearing up. Absolutely not. Stopped traffic and we're, what, at 650 here in the River City. So please stay clear of that. In fact, if you can take 50 or Bradshaw or Twin Cities, please go ahead and do so. We have stop traffic there as well. South Bend 99 just south of Sutterville Road, two-car crash there, and northbound Cap City Freeway on Watt Avenue. We have a traffic hazard on the right-hand side. Weather tonight, lows 59. Tomorrow, highs 92, 93. And it looks like you can log on to 1320leftchannel.com and check out traffic and weather from the left for the next 10 days in case you're planning a trip. Back with more Enid Live, I'm Lisa West at AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Are you having trouble?
Hey, listen up. What about your future? Are you unhappy with your current job? You want to make great money and get the promotion you deserve? Now's the time. Explore your options. Log on to sacjobs.com and post your resume today. That's sacjobs.com. Post your resume and have local employers find you now. New companies being added each day and hundreds of jobs being added each week. So if you're in the market for a job, sacjobs.com is a click away. At sacjobs.com, you're on your way to a better day.
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Monday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 7, so only a few minutes more do we have to wrap it all up. We've been talking in this hour and in the last hour about the Middle East and the way it's being covered. Like on one website, 55 are killed in attacks on Lebanon today, but they're not saying what Hezbollah has inflicted on Israel. And our last caller who called to say, well, if Israel has done so well, how come we're still helping them with foreign aid? Well, I suppose the reason is that we want some stability, ha ha ha, in the area. And it's the only democracy in the Middle East, and we are also helping the Palestinians as well. And we were helping them before they voted in Hamas, and then some of those monies got frozen. So I don't know what the proportions are exactly, but I suspect that's the reasoning behind it. If you want to add to that part of the conversation, be my guest, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Call Charlie Brown's campaign. Deep Doo-Doo-Doo-Little is an even greater doo-doo than he was before. Coming from several places, here is a Sacramento Bee editorial about how shameful His behavior has been in trying to whip up anti-immigrant sentiment with a bogus email poll. Here, again, he is in the front page, I think, of the Sacramento Bee, where Jack Abramoff has donated cash to Doolittle. Doolittle got $14,000 to help Abramoff win a contract. You know what you're struck by? For how little money these guys really whore themselves out. They get a few thousand bucks, and then they award these multi-million dollar contracts. And in the front page of the New York Times on Sunday, Brent Wilkes, who has been a figure in the Duke Cunningham bribery scandal, he's been a figure in the Dusty Fago had to resign from the CIA, like the number three guy in the CIA had to resign, and he and Brent Wilkes go back to high school together. Brent Wilkes says that he was extorted by congresspeople. Some of the investigating agencies think that he was bribing. And one of the people who he was bribing or being extorted by, it turns out, was Doolittle. Deep Doo-Doo Doolittle. It got some of his money, so I don't exactly know. And then he was taught how to do this. You don't meet with a congressperson and give him a check. You do it in the hallway first because there has to be a disconnect. It can't be money for a favor. So you know what? You get the money a couple seconds before you walk into the hotel room and do the deal, is I guess the way this works. And he described the process. In 1992, Brent Wilkes rented a suite at the Hyatt Hotel, a few blocks from the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and in his briefcase was a stack of envelopes for half a dozen congressmen, each packet containing up to $10,000 in checks. Mr. Wilkes had set up separate meetings with the lawmakers hoping to win a government contract, and he planned to punctuate each pitch with a campaign donation. But his hometown congressman, Representative Bill Lowry of San Diego, a Republican who worked with Jerry Lewis, head of the Appropriations Committee, told him that presenting the checks during the sessions was not how things were done. Instead, Mr. Lowry taught him the right way to do it. Hand over the envelope in the hallway, outside the suite, at least a few feet away. That was the beginning of a career built on what Brent Wilkes calls transactional lobbying. And he talked about some of the people who got those checks, and one of those people who got a check was Representative John Doolittle, $52,000 worth. Randy Cunningham, who's now cooling his heels in the pokey, got $84,500. $85,700 went to National Republican Party committees. $34,700 went to Representative Duncan Hunter, a Republican of California. $27,500 went to Representative Jerry Weller, Republican of Illinois. They were all Republicans. Tom DeLay, got $61,000. Amazing. This is just amazing. I hope that the Charlie Brown people are really going to town on this. And if you want to help Charlie...